as the Bush administration pushes for the antagonists to get back on the road to peace in the Middle East. We're live at the White House with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Ahead of tomorrow's Annapolis summit, President Bush holds separate White House meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Olmert and Palestinian leader Abbas. Former U.S. Middle East envoy retired General Anthony Zinni says the two sides have something in common, although it won't necessarily help.
Everybody's weak, so they are coming to the table really seeking to have some resolution.
There are lowered expectations for any quick breakthroughs in a peace process that's been stalled for 7 years. With his prestige on the line, President Bush hopes the Annapolis conference will lead to renewed peace negotiations. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now our summit preview continues with CBS's Dan Revive.
There's a wide strategy behind the big guest list. CBS News Mideast consultant Michael Oren says the White House wants to take advantage of
this rather unique moment in Middle Eastern history when the Israelis and moderate Arab states find themselves united against an increasingly aggressive and extremist Iran.
President Bush and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice are putting their prestige into making the main conference tomorrow in Annapolis, Maryland, not appear to be a failure.
I'm Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Polls show that Israelis and Palestinians support the peace conference, but most don't expect a breakthrough. Here's the view of one Israeli on the street.
Since we've been here before and done this, I really don't think that it's really going to go anywhere with it.
Israeli and Palestinian leaders hope to reach a final peace deal by the end of next year, but a poll shows that 82% of Israelis believe that's impossible. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Well, now that the Thanksgiving weekend is over, were retailers' cash registers jingling merrily to kick off the holiday shopping season? CBS's Dave Barrett takes a look.
If you went shopping for
electronics,
like that woman did in Wisconsin, you were leading the way on Black Friday. How about something for the kids?
Toys. Lots of toys. Aquadoodles. I need that.
That New Yorker was in the hunt. Toys R Us did pretty well. Still, if you made the effort to get to a store,
I'm going
to
get some good deals.
Overall traffic was up, but the National Retail Federation's Scott Krugman says bottom line,
consumers spent $347 a piece, down 3.5%.
Black Friday isn't all of it when it comes to a successful holiday shopping season.
Retailers will still be anxiously looking at the week before and the week after Christmas.
We keep shopping today. Here's CBS's Jim Taylor.
They call it Cyber Monday, what has become the biggest day of the year for online shopping. Corey Greenberg, TechSpurt.com.
3 years ago, the vast majority of people did not shop online. There were still some consumer concerns about shopping online, especially for holiday gifts. They don't want to order something online and then pray that it gets there in time. But I think in the last 2-3 years, people have realized that shopping online is really the smart way to go.
Yeah, last year, e-tailers did over $600 million in business on the first Monday after Thanksgiving.
And how much will all the cyber shopping cost employers and lost productivity? The outplacement firm of Challenger Gray and Christmas estimates it will be about $489 million. Mother Nature is cooperating with cooler breezes off the ocean as fire teams battle another destructive blaze in Southern California. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman reports from Los Angeles.
By the end of the day, firefighters hope to have the Malibu fire fully contained. As of last night, the fire was around 70% contained. More than 4,700 acres have been burned. 53 homes have been destroyed. Investigators are trying to determine if the fire was intentionally set.
The man deposed by Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf in a coup 8 years ago today filed papers in January's key parliamentary balloting. Former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif returned from exile.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment.
Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Denver Congresswoman Diana DeGette expected to officially endorse a presidential candidate today, but just who is anybody's guess? Her spokeswoman says DeGette will endorse one of the top three Dems, but he didn't say which one. DeGette, the architect of stem cell research bills in Congress, will join the candidate's campaign as a key health advisor, whether it's Hillary Edwards or Obama. Your guess is as good as mine. DIA reported a smooth day of travel to close out the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. That surprised a lot of wary travelers.
It was great. It was fun.
It was delightful. Not a problem at all.
About 155,000 passengers went through the plane place yesterday at the nation's fourth busiest airport, expected 950,000 from last Tuesday through Sunday. Fewer travelers passing through the Eisenhower Tunnel on I-70 as well. about 136,000 Wednesday through Saturday, down from 160,000 same time last year. And 6 months ago, a lightning strike blasted parts of the statue of Jesus at the Mother Cabrini Shrine west of Denver. Contractors say they hope to have it all fixed by Christmas. Repairs cost $100,000. Statue will have one thing it didn't have before, a lightning rod. And the Chicago Bears pulled out a 37-34 overtime win over the Broncos in Chi-Town yesterday.
We let them hang around. Sure enough, came back to bite us in the butt.
Yeah, sure did. That loss drops the Broncos one game behind the AFC West leading San Diego Chargers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We're off to a good start as we get into the work week here. No major issues. Did have a crash eastbound I-70 near Colorado. That's been cleared. Looks like you're all good along the Tech Center Drive, I-25. No delays there. Traffic up to speed on 225 through Aurora, and we look good as well on C-470 through Littleton and Highlands Ranch. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. We'll have some morning clouds, but it'll slowly clear out by afternoon.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame them? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-764-9869. 1-800-764-9869. 1-800-764-9869.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-224-1391. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-224-1391. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-224-1391. 1-800-224-1391.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Process.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
That's one small step for man.
We interrupt this report for an important news bulletin. You can now purchase original Dell ink and toner at Staples. Now, back to that other thing.
Finally, some news to get excited about. Now Staples is the store with the largest selection of original Dell ink and toner, plus a wide selection of Dell computers, printers, and monitors. See it, touch it, take it with you. Staples, that was easy.
The Osgood File, November 26th, 2007.
I think that the right wing is bringing out their big guns.
We will do whatever is necessary.
Like every mean, nasty trick in the book.
Where do you stand? Do you stand with those people, or do you stand with us?
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Karen, hello. It's Monday. Commander McCarrick, 611 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and hope you had yourselves a great Thanksgiving. High today is going to be around 40. Now, what I understand is they're talking about a 30% chance of snow on Saturday, and then nothing on Sunday. Well, maybe about a 10% chance. So, we'll have to see what happens. Anyway, hope you had yourselves a great Thanksgiving. I know John Turk had a great Thanksgiving. John and Stacy, the Turks, had 35 people at their house. How could you have 35 people at your house, man?
No, we crammed them in, but it all worked out all right. It was a zoo, about 10 kids, 25 adults, and about 50 pounds of turkey and ham.
No, Stacy said it was like 90 pounds or something.
Was it? That's pretty excessive. I don't know if it was that high.
But you had no leftovers.
Didn't have very many leftovers, so I didn't do the whole turkey sandwich thing, which stinks. I didn't have to cook another turkey.
Yeah, we went to some friends' house in Black Forest for Thanksgiving, so we have no leftovers either. And leftovers are the best part of Thanksgiving, aren't they?
I think so. I think the sandwiches. Just some mayo, some mustard, and turkey, and a slice of cheese.
Yeah. Tastes great. All right, the Broncos got beat.
It's going to be really ugly here in town today.
By the Bears. So, do we have a Bronco hangover here this morning? Is that where we're going to be facing Bronco hangover?
It was an ugly loss. It was one the Broncos should have won.
They have a miserable record now, don't they?
5-6. Yeah, not so good. But still competitive in the AFC West.
Yeah, it's early on in the season. But I got all these emails from people in Chicago. Okay, who are you rooting for? Are you rooting for the Bears or are you rooting for the Broncos? And I said, well, I don't really follow football, but now since I'm warming up the idea of maybe getting a sports talk gig somewhere, I better start following sports. No, I got to root for the Broncos. I got to root for the Broncos because this is home, so you got to root for the Broncos. Even though I feel for the Bears, I know Detective Tommy is out there listening. He's streaming at am760.net, and I feel for the Bears, and I love the Bears, but I got to root for the Broncos, and I still remain a diehard White Sox fan. So. Are we going to have Bronco hangover here this morning? Then, plus, you've got the other thing we're facing this morning. How many of you are headed home this morning? Now, what I mean by this is, how many of you are riding in the car right now headed out to the airport? Tom Russell, my buddy Tom Russell, was in town, and we picked him up at the airport on Friday night, and everything went fine. It was really smooth. And then we hung out on Saturday with him a little bit. We took him to Twist and Shout, and also he and his guitar player, Michael Martin, we took them to Twist and Shout, and we also took them to the Tattered Cover, and then over to Swallow Hill, and then a bunch of us, including Mr. and Mrs. Turk, joined us, Mary and I. And there were some AM 760 listeners there, including Mick and his daughter, Shoshana, and a bunch of other folks. A bunch of other folks who showed up, and we had a really great time. And is Tom Russell good, John, or is he good?
He was great. I was really impressed. It was, you know, my first time really kind of seeing a folk artist do his thing. And
well, he's kind of folk Americana,
folk
country.
America, yeah. But for me, you know, it was definitely something different. I really enjoyed myself. You know, the whole sit down. He was really personable. What I enjoyed most was just kind of the stories he gave in between the songs, which I just thought were awesome.
Yeah, so it was a good time. So then we got up on Sunday morning and took him, and I mean early. We must have been a DIA at 6:30 in the morning. And everything was smooth at that point. I don't know how it went the rest of the day, but if you look at the news here this morning, it doesn't seem to be like there were any flight delays.
Haven't seen anything in the news over the weekend about troubles at DIA, and I guess they were saying it's going to be one of the busiest travel weekends ever at DIA.
Okay, so is it going to be busier today than it was yesterday? Anybody out there encounter any trouble at DIA? I haven't heard anybody around here say anything about it. I wonder if any of you did it. 303-713-7600, or if everything went smoothly. Because everybody, including them, and this gets back to something that I keep talking about all the time, and it's really true, that everything in the media is like, oh my God, it's all going to be terrible. Right? It'll be one of the biggest travel days of the year, and you better get there. And they get into all of this insanity. There were a lot of police officers out there directing traffic. But in the end, it looked like to me that the traffic flowed pretty smoothly. And it didn't look that bad at all. But once again, we're hyped up over everything now. And I wonder, and I was talking to some folks over the weekend about this, I wonder if we were that way before 9/11. Do you think all this started after 9/11? This being scared about everything? Concerned about everything? That there are a lot of Americans who are paranoid and also in a kind of a deep, gloomy mood? Do you think this started after 9/11, or was it this way before 9/11 and I just never noticed it? Of course, I have to tell you, I lived in a big city. And everybody there is kind of impersonal. But it didn't seem to be that there was a fear factor going on like there is now, and that the media, and I keep talking about this every day. I know it must get boring that I'm doing it, but I really notice it. And not the DIA and the airlines haven't had their problems before, because you know that they have. It was about this time of the morning here, I don't know, 3-4 months ago, 5 months ago maybe, that I tried to argue about a passenger's bill of rights. For those of you who have found yourself in this position, you buy a ticket, it says confirmed, you get to the airport, what happens? You get bumped off the flight. And most people have gripes about airlines and the fact that they're impersonal and that it takes forever and that you're stuck. And a lot of that's valid, because Mary and I have gone through it before. I hate to fly. I have to be honest with you. But it seems like everything is blown up, king size, out of proportion. Now, I'm wondering if you had any trouble as far as relatives coming in or going out. Or maybe you traveled yourself, or maybe you're getting ready to travel today. And I don't know. I just wonder about this. And your observations. Your observations about, and maybe you can answer the question, because I can't honestly remember. Were we this way prior to 9/11, or has all of this started after 9/11, even to the point of articles in the papers and in magazines and in the media about going out and buying Christmas toys for kids? I mean, will the Christmas toys, will they be recalled? Will we have date rape drugs in them? What's I mean everything is like, oh my God, walk on eggshells. 303-713-7600, and I got tons of open lines here this morning. And I know, it's like, oh, Jay, it's back to work, it's back to the routine after a 4-day holiday weekend. But let's see if we can't exchange ideas about this. 620.
Hey, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Now, picture this. You're on the phone with a client or a customer, and you're trying to explain something visual. I don't know, a document, a spreadsheet, a PowerPoint presentation. That happens all the time, right? But it can be so frustrating because they can't see. I mean, and now you would be seeing a slide with a graph. I mean, that's not going to work unless you use GoToMeeting. An online meeting with GoToMeeting is just like in person. You set up a meeting in advance or on the fly, even while you're talking to them. It's so easy. You just click the mouse. They get an invite. They click that link or they log on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting number, and boom, they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. You could show them what you're talking about. Turns that boring conference call into something that's really productive. Look, try it free for the next 30 days. I think you'll agree. That's a month of unlimited online meetings, absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now. Or go to GoToMeeting.com and click that orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is WebRadio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio. Or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting.com.
Do you feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their body produces less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399.
Front-wheel drive, they've got it all. And the list of vehicles is just long, and there's just a lot to choose from there. Plus, on top of that, you've got good folks out there like Marv Alshear and Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays and all the great folks at Rockies. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. And Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they've got numerous ways to finance. So they've also got their matching down incentive, which makes all of this possible and goes easy on your bank account. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, happy holidays from all the folks at Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Do you feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their body produces less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399.
Coming to me in the morning.
Crazy.
Even me at night.
With your coffee. 624, 24 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, high today around 48. Boy, you know, when you go away for 4 days, when you're out here for 4 days, things sound funny. They really do. I don't give any too much inside baseball here, but either that or my ears are plugged up or something. All right, we're talking about what's going on at DIA and about traveling and also about Americans' holiday mood. And John just laid a big story on me, too, about Obama, which I really wasn't going to get into this red meat politics this early in the morning. But this is another one of these stupid distractions. Maybe I should bring that up, too. Yeah, maybe we should bring that up. You want to throw that out there as well? Maybe we shouldn't talk about doom and gloom this morning. Maybe we should talk about the fact that And between 6 and 7 is always media criticism hour for some reason. But the idea, even though I do want to know about how, I do want to know about your feelings about how travel went, and also I want to know about your feelings going into the holiday season about the economy and about spending. But this idea that the media gets sidetracked on these little personal things about the candidates, Republicans and Democrats, and that it's really a convenient way sometimes to not have to confront the issues, or maybe what it is that we have an insatiable appetite in this country for gossip of any kind. That may also be the thing. Because there's this story going around. Now, this is ridiculous. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's not ridiculous. It is ridiculous to me. But there's a story going around that Barack Obama smoked pot, and he admits in his first book that he fooled around with cocaine. That Barack Obama smoked pot and that he inhaled. Let's turn to our resident Greenleaf expert, John Turk. John, is this... John's laughing. The man that's fired up more bulls. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But seriously, isn't this what they're saying? That he smoked pot and he inhaled? Oh, my God.
Whoa, shocker. And I guess Obama's quote was, I inhaled, isn't that the idea? And,
now,
well, yeah.
So what's the big controversy? That he smoked dope?
I think the big controversy is that he admitted to drug use.
Well, why is that a controversy? Matter of fact, I'll go so far as to tell you, I wouldn't want to vote for any candidate who had not smoked marijuana. How's that grab you? No, seriously. Seriously, I would not want to vote for any candidate who had not smoked marijuana. Now, I'm not saying that I want to vote for a candidate who sits around in the Oval Office copping a buzz while he's trying to deal with Iraq, or she's trying to deal with Iraq or Iran. But so what that they smoked dope in their younger years? Who cares? You know that there are all these allegations about George W. Bush, cocaine use and alcoholism. Now all of a sudden people are going to get upset because Barack Obama says that he smoked dope. Why is that an issue of any kind? Why is that a big thing? I've never understood this. Okay, I know that if I ask, how many of you out there smoked marijuana when you were a teenager? I know I'll get one or two, three, four people that will come forward and say, well, I never did. But don't you think the majority of us would have to answer yes? And I'd love to see a poll taken to ask people in this country, okay, how many of you want to cop to the idea that you smoked dope? How many of you want to admit to the fact that you smoked marijuana when you were like 16? And does that have a character, does that show a character flaw when you're like in your 30s or 40s? Or in your 50s? I've joked about drug use on this show lots of times. I don't recommend kids do it. I'm not saying they should. But teenagers don't always make the wisest decisions in the world. And there are a lot of people out there who still smoke marijuana. And would call up here to vigorously defend it. But it's like this is some kind of story that is going to discourage voters from ever casting a ballot towards this guy because he said, oh, listen, when I was younger, I smoked herb. I fired up a fat dube. I did a bowl. Whatever the situation is, that's going to make you decide whether you're going to vote for somebody. Now, we got candidates running in this field for the President of the United States that have been married numerous times. One of them in the presidential field, I mean, he's barely in it. I mean, he has no chance to win, but he's there. Is Mike Gravel, who admitted that he had declared bankruptcy? Look at Fred Thompson. Are you telling me that the woman he's married to now is his first wife? Maybe so, but he must have married her when she was like 10. I mean, we're dealing with human beings here. We're not dealing with people who are squeaky clean, perfectly okay, never made a mistake, never did anything wrong. So the question is, does it matter that a potential presidential candidate had smoked dope or not? Anybody want to take a stab at that one? Would you absolutely come forward and say, well, you know, listen, I can't vote for that person. That person's got, she or he's got a moral flaw because they've never smoked marijuana. And then, of course, Bill Clinton's ridiculous answer, which was that he had smoked it, but he never inhaled it. Oh, yeah, right. Okay. You know, I get that about people who smoke cigars. Have you ever noticed that about people who smoke cigars? Well, I just don't inhale. Oh, come on. Yes, you do. John, you heard that before about people who smoke cigars.
What about them?
I smoke a cigar, but I never inhale.
Right. Well, you're not supposed to. You'd almost kill yourself.
Yeah, but you see people who do.
Right. Well, didn't we kind of laugh at Clinton when he said that he didn't inhale?
Well, yeah. I mean, that was the whole point. Why didn't he just come out and say, look, okay, I smoked a joint. What are you going to do to me? Kill me? I mean, what difference does it make? Yeah, I laughed at him. I laughed at Bill Clinton back then for being less than candid, I thought. So Barack Obama comes forward and says, yeah, okay, so I smoked a joint. Or a couple of joints. Or I smoked an ounce. Or I smoked a lid. So what's wrong with that? How can that matter? How can it matter? And you know the game we get into here? The game we get into is this. The game we get into is this one. We are longing for somebody to come forward and tell the truth about something. And I think this is like both political camps. They just want somebody who's truthful. Don't you just want somebody who's truthful? So you get a guy like Barack Obama who says, oh yeah, I inhaled, isn't that the point? Yeah, I fooled around with cocaine. I smoked dope. Now, all of a sudden, the press is going to run with this, and this is going to be like a big issue? Hey, the guy tells the truth. And then everybody gets upset. How ridiculous is that?
Does the cocaine use worry you at all?
No. Not at all.
I think a lot of people would say, oh, I smoked a bowl, who cares, but he admitted to using cocaine when he had the money. Maybe some people would have a problem with that. I personally don't.
Well, look how young he was. Okay. All right, let's ask this. How many of you during the 80s, the 70s and the 80s, how many of you snorted cocaine? Everybody who didn't snort cocaine, please stand behind this line. Anybody want to volunteer any information about their past? I snorted it. My God, when I was in radio in the 70s and 80s, you could get down on the carpet of the studio and snort it off the carpet. There was so much floating around.
You would fight to keep the janitors out of the studio so they wouldn't vacuum the floor up, right, Jay?
Yeah. I mean, am I proud of it now? No. It was a stupid thing to do, and I would never recommend anybody do it. It's an evil, disgusting drug. But I'm not going to lie about it. All right, 303-713-7600. Does the fact that Barack Obama or any other candidate, if they came forward and said, yeah, I smoked dope when I was younger, would you not be able to vote for them because they had? And I'd love to know what you think about it. 303-713-7600. And, of course, you know what will happen if you don't call. Well, we could whip out MacArthur Park, but then again, we might just start playing all drug songs all morning. Yeah, because I think this song is about dropping acid in MacArthur Park in Los Angeles in 1965 or 66. Because anybody who goes around writing lyrics that I left the cake out in the rain and it melted. Yeah, doesn't this sound like something you do, like in MacArthur Park? Like some oddly speckled orange, and then sit down and write this?
The cake is really melting, you know? Wow. The sound is
stuff. All right, 303-713-7600. Morals check here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take your calls coming up. Here's Gina with a look at traffic.
All right, we're in good shape so far around this metro area for the morning. South on I-25, just the usual slowdowns there before 104th Avenue down to 84th Avenue. Eastbound 270 starting to stack up through Commerce City. And looks like we've got a pretty good ride right now on westbound I-76, just getting a little busy there toward I-25. Weather outlook, we'll have some morning clouds. It's going to slowly clear out, though, by afternoon. We'll get a high today of 42, low tonight of 22. Right now, mostly cloudy, 26. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Stop into a Sonic drive-in for a real breakfast today. Sonic Steak, Bacon, and Egg Burrito, a complete steak and egg breakfast.
Millions of Americans are addicted. It starts as a flirtation, then ends up an unbreakable habit. Your every waking thought is, I need it. Don't let freeway frenzy take over your life. Please, do not log on.
Freeway Ford asks that you not go to mynewedge.com because you might win a new Ford Edge, and that would be really bad.
By now you've heard all the desperate mortgage companies saying they can help you. Right. Many of those are the very companies that wrote the bad loans to begin with. Think, who has been the only mortgage company warning you of the scams? Through My Mortgage Help Center, the only lender exposing bad lending practices. The name? American Guarantee Mortgage. Real answers, real solutions, real value. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
Hey, it's Ty Pennington. You know, I love to grant wishes. The bigger, the better. And the biggest thing I know of this holiday is Sears Wishing Hours. This Monday and Tuesday only, from 4 p.m. to close, get 75% off the Craftsman Cordless Impact Screwdriver, just $9.99. And go online to sears.com/wishes for future exclusive offers just for you. That's Sears Wishing Hours, Mondays and Tuesdays. Don't just give a gift. Grant a wish.
Exclusions apply. See store for details. Prices may vary in Puerto Rico, Alaska, and Hawaii. Offer valid 11/26/07 through 11/27/07.
Or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
When patients learn that our safer blade-free LASIK procedure has now been approved by NASA for astronauts, it makes their decision much easier. Hi, I'm Dr. Larry Spivak, and we're proud that our Spivak 2020 LASIK technology has now been approved for astronauts, fighter pilots, and even Navy SEALs. With unsurpassed safety, precision, and accuracy, Spivak 2020 LASIK assures you of the state-of-the-art LASIK procedure you've been waiting for. Many of your friends and family have had LASIK, but if you haven't, I invite you to write down your three toughest questions about LASIK and bring them to me at our office. I'll answer them accurately and honestly.
For LASIK in Denver, do what I did. I'm Karen Stern, and you know there's still time to have LASIK under your FlexMed account at work. That could save you hundreds of dollars by using pre-tax money for your procedure. Many plans must be used by the end of the year, so you should call 303-C2020 today. Call 303-C2020 or visit online at spivak.com.
It's my name on the practice, and I make your satisfaction my top priority. I look forward to seeing you.
Every time I hear these songs, I always think of Brad Pitt in the movie True Romance. 6:40 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly cloudy, high today, 48. Jay Marvin along with you, good morning. Asking this question, and the media's trying to make something out of this. Okay, so Barack Obama admitted to smoking it and inhaling it. And would that influence your vote? I mean, would you really care that any presidential candidate from any party came forward and said, oh, well, I smoked dope when I was a teenager or a young adult? Would that make any difference to you? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760.
How you doing this morning, Jay?
Hey, I'm doing all right. What about yourself?
Not too bad. Personally, I wouldn't have a problem voting, I wouldn't have a problem voting for somebody if they said they smoked dope. I mean, I obviously would never vote for Barack Obama, but I don't think it's a big deal. But you know what? I mean, the thing that I look at, and, you know, you and I have kind of talked about this before, you know, for the last 6 years, this is the same media that's been, you know, dredging up this kind of baloney with Bush. That obviously it's going to happen now for the next year with Obama or Clinton or whoever the Democratic nominee is, and that's just the way the media operates.
Well, I think the media likes any kind of sensationalist stuff on anybody. I mean, you know, one of the biggest tragedies, I think, that the media is engaged in is obviously, and I know I'm going to get a lot of sighs about this, but it's true. Obviously, Britney Spears has got some kind of mental problem, okay?
Right.
And she's coming unraveled in public, and then you remember here a couple of months ago, she's running around with a shaved head, and she's got all this stuff going on, and the media just will not leave her alone because we have an insatiable appetite, and we're just hungry for this kind of stuff. I don't care how many, whether anybody, I mean, Ron Paul, I believe, on the Republican side, I could be wrong about this, but Ron Paul, I think, advocates the legalization of marijuana.
Probably.
But
yeah.
I wouldn't care if anybody on the Republican, the Democratic, or whatever came forward and said, well, yeah, you know, like when I was 17 or 18, I smoked a joint. Who cares?
Well, I agree. But this is, you know, it's just like with the negative campaigning that goes on. You know, everybody says they hate it, but it works. It's just like with this baloney here. Everybody.
All right, but let me ask you this in general. Do you think if somebody came, okay, forget politics. Let's just talk about life.
Mm-hmm.
Think if somebody says to you, oh, listen, I smoked dope when I was 16 or 17.
Right.
Or 15. You think that's a reflection on their character when they're like 35 or 40?
No, but I will tell you this. I don't, you know, when somebody talks about that, I don't care. Now, when I deal with people that are 35 and 40 now that tell me that they smoke dope, I do kind of step back from that a little bit. You know, you should be past that at this point. But, you know, what they did when they were teenagers, no. I mean, I don't care. We all did stupid things when we were teenagers.
Yeah, I would be inclined to agree with you. When you're 35 or 40 years old, if you say to me that you're smoking weed at that age, well, okay, then I got kind of like a problem with that. It's like,
well, I guess I do have a problem with it. I know that if somebody were to tell me they were smoking dope at 35 or 40, I would probably not engage in any kind of business dealings with them. You know, they probably wouldn't be the first person that I would ask to, you know, watch my house for me if I was going to be out of town for the weekend. I mean, at 35 or 40, when somebody tells me that they're, you know, they're still smoking dope, at that point I kind of feel like, okay, well, maybe you're not the most responsible person.
All right, this is going to sound really judgmental on my part, and maybe it is, but listen, I don't like people who drink a whole lot.
No, I agree with that, too.
I just won't hang out with them.
No, I don't either. I don't either. But you know what? I have a family. I have a wife and kids, and to me it's more important to spend time with them and do things with them than to hang out with people who, whether they have kids and a wife or they don't, think that going out and drinking is, you know, the way to live. That's just my opinion. I don't do that either.
Yeah, I just can't get into it. Steve, thanks, man. Have yourself a good day.
You too.
All right. Yeah, is that wrong? Is that discriminatory on my part that I don't want to hang out with people? Okay, you have one glass of wine at dinner, fine. Okay, but if you're one of these people that you drink continuously, I don't want to deal with it. It's one of the reasons why, and I'm not casting any kind of negative reflection on anybody working in this building, but I learned a long time ago, I do not go to the station Christmas parties or holiday parties, whatever you want to call them. I don't go. Reason? I don't want to have to deal with those employees who have too much to drink. I don't want to see that stuff. I don't like people who drink a lot.
John, I'd rather do business with maybe the everyday pot user than the everyday drinker.
No, I don't want to do it. You know what? I don't care if people smoke marijuana. It doesn't bother me. But I don't want to hang around people who are getting high all the time. I mean, take the politics out of it. I just don't want to deal with them. Let's go, Paul, in Estes Park. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
I don't have a problem with Canada coming out and saying that they smoked marijuana back in their youth. Frankly, the candor would be refreshing, and I'm glad Obama is being with the public. But at the same time, you know, I think life is a learning curve, and you know, like you say, I mean, if somebody's smoking a lot of weed or drinking themselves stupid when they're 40 or 50, you know, maybe they better think about what they're doing with their life. Life demands a lot more of us than just relaxing and partying all the time.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. But, and, you know, it's interesting to me that the only anti-drug campaign that the government ever came out with was somewhere back, I believe it was in the 80s.
Oh, Just Say No?
Well, no, it was a step beyond Just Say No. It was, you know, if you're smoking marijuana or doing cocaine, you are supporting criminals, you know, drug traffickers and whatnot, you know, and do you want to do that? And it's fascinating to me that, you know, the government had, I think, a good case to make that was the case. But today, you know, we're dealing with a huge national dependence on a substance that is supplied to us by people who would just be just as happy to kill us as sell us oil. And I wonder where the government is on that. You know, we're against one addiction and just fine and dandy with another addiction.
Well, actually, you could make the case that both addictions are being run by criminal elements.
Exactly.
So, yeah, well, I think that's a legitimate argument. I think it's a real legitimate argument. But back when they started that, don't forget, we weren't in the situation we're in now. Things are a lot different. But this whole thing about having a czar for the war on drugs and spending all this taxpayer money and all this stuff...
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only way you're going to stop this, the only two ways you're ever going to stop drug usage is, one, by education, and two, by mental health, and no other way. There's no other way to stop it other than to go to kids when they're young, just like most of things in society, and say, hey, this is a bad move, and here's why it's a bad move.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was meaning by life's learning curve. You know, we'll wake up to what the good moves are and what the bad moves are.
All right, so the fact that a political candidate or anybody else admitted to you that they had smoked marijuana, would that bother you?
No.
No, me neither.
Absolutely not.
It's a ridiculous... Yeah, I agree. It's much to do about nothing. Paul, thanks, man.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, see you later. 6:49, 49 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. 303-713-7600. Barack Obama... it doesn't make any difference what party they're in. Would it bother you if they had admitted that they smoked dope when they were teenagers or even young adults? All right, let's get a look at traffic now with Gina. Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Right now we are running collision free, so no major worries as you make your way out to work or school. Westbound I-76 just starting to get busy now through the Commerce City area just after 74th Avenue, down toward your I-25 merge. Southbound I-25, you'll have a lot of company as well getting into downtown between I-70 and Spear. Weather outlook, expect morning clouds. That will clear out by this afternoon. Looking for a high of 42. Right now, mostly cloudy, 26 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Vail Resorts is looking for people who love skiing, snowboarding, the mountains, and winter weather. If you're looking for full or part-time seasonal work, come to the Vail.
Seasons may come and go, but my allergies are here to stay. That's why I'm Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my outdoor allergies, and I discovered it relieves my indoor allergies too, whether it's dust, mold, or even my dog Rex. Claritin clears the way, relieving my worst indoor allergy symptoms. Only non-drowsy Claritin is proven to make me alert and focused so I can think more clearly. Because when I'm alert, I'm at my best. 24-hour non-drowsy Claritin. Live Claritin Clear, indoors and out.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested.
Hey, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. I'm sure you've heard about remote access technology. The problem is, you know, like a lot of people, you probably think you need to be a tech whiz to figure it out. Well, no, I got good news for you. With GoToMyPC, remote access has never been so easy. Now you can easily access your PC from anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. The setup is completely automatic. It just takes a couple of minutes. And then from any other computer, you log on to GOTOMYPC.com. Use your secure username and password, and boom, your PC desktop instantly appears. You're working on your office PC, but you're not in the office. You're in your living room or a hotel room in New York, an internet cafe in Paris. It's just like you're in the office, but the best part is you're not. Now, I want you to try it free for 30 days with unlimited use. For this special offer, just click the web banner on your player right now or visit GOTOMYPC.com. Click the Try It Free button and enter the promo code WEBRADIO. That's GOTOMYPC. It's so easy to use and set up. It just takes minutes. That's GOTOMYPC.com, promo WEBRADIO. Try GOTOMYPC free today. You're going to love it.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
And why gamble with your health and the welfare of your family and your friends and your community? You owe it to all of them to get this checked out. Front Range Preventive Imaging has a technology that could help save the life of someone close to you or yourself. It's the EBT scanner. It's the best non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks, and it only takes 10 short minutes. Okay, you're going to tell me you don't have 10 minutes. We're not talking about needles, drugs, injections, no pain. You don't have to go through any of that stuff. The EBT heart scan gives you the life-saving information about your heart's health, and the key to all of this is to get in front of it before it becomes a problem. And once again, we're talking 10 minutes of your time. Now, we can all make 10 minutes to do this. Call 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Jordan Wine and Spirits in Parker reminds you that the availability of donated blood in an emergency can mean the difference between saving a life or losing it. Please give a little bit of yourself today by participating in a local blood drive. Call your local blood center for an appointment. Jordan Wine and Spirits at 17021 Lincoln Avenue in Parker is proud to sponsor this message. For everything in good spirits for the holidays and your holiday parties, visit Jordan Wine and Spirits in Parker or call 720-851-2951.
Don't let painful cold symptoms ruin a night out. Think fast. New Tylenol Cold Multisymptom Rapid Release Gels combine cold medicines with the pain relief of Tylenol. Get fast relief from even your most painful cold symptoms. Celebrate the season with the Denver Gay Men's Chorus Holiday Concert in Boulder, Sunday, December 2nd. Tickets are available at any King Superstore, online at dgmc.org, or by calling Tickets West at 1-866-464-2626.
Before 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly clouded today, high of around 48, and the clouds are certainly out there. We're asking this question because this is the media is trying to pump this up into a Goodyear blimp style story, and that is okay. All right. So do you care that Barack Obama or any other candidate, Republican or Democratic, got high when they were like 17, 18? Or maybe did it when they were 15 or 16. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Les in Boulder. Les, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing today?
Good.
Sorry I missed you Saturday night at a concert.
Were you at Swallow Hill for Tom Russell?
Oh, yeah, this is about the third time I've seen Tom, and he's great.
Yeah, he is. He's the best. There's no question.
Yeah, but no, it doesn't matter to me what they did when they're 15, 16, 18, 20, 30, 40.
Wait a minute. Would it bother you? All right. Would it bother you if a presidential candidate came out now and said they were smoking marijuana?
Yeah, now it would.
Okay, so there's a so there's a difference between, say, somebody who's 40 or 50 that's doing it and somebody who's like 17.
Yeah. Because, you know, I'm a product of the 60s. I inhale, though.
Well, that whole thing, Bill Clinton's whole thing about how he didn't inhale is like, come on.
I know.
You know, come on. Okay, yeah, I didn't inhale. Right, okay. I tasted the Jack Daniels, and I swirled it around in my mouth, but I didn't swallow it.
Right, I just spit it right out.
Yeah, who's buying that?
Nobody.
No, I don't think so. So that, you know, when Clinton made that comment on MTV, I thought that was a BS comment.
Yeah.
And if Obama says that he did it, so what? Why would anybody care?
Exactly. It's just that the typical Republican comeback.
No, it's the typical media comeback. Because,
yeah, that's right.
Because it's not a Republican engineered thing. It's a media engineered thing.
Yeah.
That is supposed to be salacious and, you know, appeal to our, I think, lower instincts.
Yeah.
Les, thanks, man. Sorry I missed you Saturday night.
Take care, buddy.
Okay, we'll see you. Let's go to Jeff in Arvada. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, man. What do you think?
Well, you know, I was going to comment on that last caller's comment. We used to party at a house over in just around Salt Lake back in the early 90s, late 80s, and when Clinton said what he said, every single one of us, and most of these guys were, you know, going to be given Democrat votes, were insulted by it. I know it seems trivial now, but it really was insulting. It was like, how in the hell could you possibly say that and expect anybody to believe it? Why even say it? You know,
I don't know. I don't know why you said it. I mean, I just laughed at it and thought it was ridiculous.
I mean, if it was intended to be funny, sure, but I really think it was intended for him to deal with that subject and not really have to go any further.
I think he did. I think he was serious about it.
I think he was seriously trying to get the subject behind him, and I don't think marijuana was the only drug he did, and I'm sure he did a hell of a lot more than just one time and didn't inhale.
Well, didn't most of us?
Yeah, and I wouldn't deny it running as a Republican, and I don't think anybody should deny it because it's stupid to deny it. It just is.
Okay, would you hold it against him?
Who, Clinton?
Yeah, or anybody.
I assumed it with Clinton. I assumed it with
What I'm asking you is if Rudy Giuliani, for instance, came out and said that he had smoked pot, would you care?
No. I assume he did, too. I don't know, and there's no way I could, and I'm just basing that on his age, some things, you know, that I make assumptions about people.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me. Bother me one way or the other. It wouldn't surprise me if Mitt Romney never did. But then again, Mitt Romney concerns me because of he seems, you know, naive in a lot of ways.
Well,
I mean, for him,
I don't know.
His wife and his wife have never had a fight.
Right. I don't know whether he did or he didn't, but I got to catch the news, Jeff. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right, we'll continue.
I'm Rob Lewis.
I'm 37.
I'm 37.
I live on West Kipling.
I live on West Kipling.
3 months ago, my identity was stolen.
I'm the one who stole it.
Imagine someone using your identity to open credit cards, take out loans, wipe out your bank accounts, and cause damage to your credit that could take hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars to repair. Identity theft happens every 4 seconds. Don't let another minute go by before you get Trusted ID. It's a 2-minute call that will protect your name. Call 1-800-500-5883. As featured in the Wall Street Journal, Time, and Newsweek, Trusted ID puts all the security measures in place to protect your identity. We're so confident that our system works, we're backed by a $1 million guarantee that your identity won't be stolen. That's right, a $1 million promise that your identity won't be stolen on our watch. Call 1-800-500-5883. It's a 2-minute call that will protect your name. 1-800-500-5883. 1-800-500-5883.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. One of the Senate's old lions is packing it in.
This bill is turned out to be...
Mississippi's Trent Lott, the Senate's number two Republican, will resign his seat before the end of the year. Lott will have more to say about his retirement at a pair of press conferences later today. Politico.com's Mike Allen.
This shakes up the Republican leadership at a time when the party's really trying to find its way. It maybe opens the door to younger leaders. There was no question Trent Lott stood for the old guard.
Lott is 66. He was elected to Congress in 1972 and to the Senate in 1988. He lost his leadership position over racially insensitive remarks at a tribute to one-time segregationist Strom Thurmond, but came back to win election as the Senate Republican whip. Lott is the sixth Senate Republican to announce his retirement this year. One well-known Chicagoan is rallying behind another.
Barack took a rare break from his 16th.
Oprah Winfrey will join Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign when she tours three early voting states next month. In Washington, some high-level, high-stakes Middle East diplomacy begins about 2 hours from now, live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what's on the agenda?
Frank, starting with separate meetings with the main players in the Annapolis summit, President Bush meets first with Israeli Prime Minister Olmert and later with Palestinian leader Abbas. Now, the meetings could help set the tone for the Annapolis conference as the president sizes up prospects for progress. The administration lowers expectations for any quick breakthroughs. The main goal right now, restarting a peace process that's been stalled for 7 years. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Staying up past your bedtime for a few laughs.
Saddam Hussein would like his trial moved to Santa Maria, California.
May not be such a good idea. CBS's Vicki Barker tells us why.
New research suggests humans and animals who have too many late nights and early wake-up calls might reach a point where the body is no longer able to catch up on lost sleep. They might not feel tired, but tests of their mental performance tell a different story, and it's not clear they can get those lost IQ points back.
Well, lots of shoppers were out on the Thanksgiving weekend, but the start of the holiday selling season was only so-so. Retailers say the amount each shopper spent was down from last year. Companies that sell online expect to cash in today. Cyber Monday is one of their busiest days of the season.
We see about 35% of our annual volume actually occur in about 4 or 5 weeks leading up to Christmas. It's really when the tide comes in for us.
Overstock.com CEO Patrick Byrne. 53 homes destroyed, up in smoke. Los Angeles Fire Chief Michael Freeman says the devastating Thanksgiving weekend wildfire in Malibu was man-made.
The fire has been determined to have been caused by some sort of human activity. They're still checking leads, trying to determine if it was accidental or otherwise.
Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up a point. This is CBS News.
Okay, listen. You hear that? That, my friend, is the sound of the future. Yep, the extended-range electric car is coming. It's the concept Chevy Volt. And all those engineering students who got straight A's in physics, they're designing the batteries right now. Think about it. Up to 40 miles a day without a drop of gasoline. Now, this assumes a fully charged battery and actual mileage may vary. Go to Chevy.com and learn more. Do more. Use less.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and hackers invade your business every day through email, instant messaging, web browsing, and your company's website. With no software to install and no per-user license fees, Barracuda Network Firewalls are easy to set up and affordable. Do what 50,000 other companies have done. Reclaim your network with a Barracuda Network Firewall. For a free evaluation unit, call Barracuda Networks, 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to Barracuda.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Colorado retailers got the holiday season off to a strong start this weekend. The research group ShopperTrack found total sales rose better than 8% on the day after Thanksgiving compared to the same day 1 year ago.
I spent $1,064.
I have a budget. My wife probably won't stick to that budget.
My big question now, will those shoppers keep shopping? Denver Congresswoman Diana DeGette expected to officially endorse a presidential candidate later today. The Denver Dem will join the candidate's campaign as a key health advisor, but her representatives still aren't saying just whom it is she'll endorse. In Aspen, the locals are praying to the Norse ski god Uller in hopes of bringing some of the white stuff Last year, Canada's Whistler Blackcomb Resort did it, and they had the most snow they've had in 30 years. And this year, they're off to a great start. In sports, the Broncos should have been praying to somebody.
Well, it's crunch time, and it's time to make plays in the end. You got to make them. What you do before that doesn't matter.
Yeah, blowing a 2-TD lead. Denver losing in overtime to the Bears in Chicago, 37-34. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels from AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, John. Well, we're dealing with a crash out of town, northbound U.S. 85 right at I-76. That'll be in the Henderson area, so just watch out for that. Otherwise, we're free of any crash activity here in the metro. Still seeing pretty heavy traffic now, both directions of 225 from Parker. Southbound I-25 stacked up from 120th now toward 84th Avenue. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Expect morning clouds. Partly cloudy by this afternoon. High near 42. Right now, mostly cloudy and 26. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Forward, and right now buy any 07 Explorer or Expedition, and you'll also get an 04 Focus. That's right. Buy any used 07 Explorer or Expedition, and you'll also get an 04 Focus. Only at Freeway Forward, I-25 in Evans, or online at cheaperfords.com.
Somebody just died while you're listening to me. And that somebody is somebody's sister, brother, mom, dad, daughter, son, or friend. 450 people die a day, 19 an hour, from lung cancer. I'm Deborah Morosini, and I lost my sister, Dana Reeve, to lung cancer. Please help us save lives at the Bonnie J. Addario Lung Cancer Foundation. Donate today at www.lungcancerfoundation.org or call 866-926-LUNG. Lung cancer matters, too, and so does everyone we love.
I listen to a lot of talk radio.
I started listening to progressive radio.
I listen to the idea.
People are just finally coming out, and we've had enough.
So much epoxy right now.
Call up and just voice my outrage.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Your cement mixer, controversial conversation for mature consenting adults. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Your AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, going to be 48 under mostly cloudy skies. Now, here's a story that nobody is talking about that appeared on CNN, and it also appeared on Reuters. And this is one of these stories where I don't care what your opinion is about it. It doesn't make any difference. You and I don't think, are going to get crossways on this at all, because I don't have any idea why this is the way it is. And maybe you know. Maybe you can tell me why it is that this is the way it is. Are you ready for this? And I don't know. I didn't see it in the local papers this morning either. I didn't see it in the Post of the Rocky. I don't think it was in there. Denver can brag about a lot of things. Probably one of the coolest cities I've ever lived in. Really nice people here. Really good people. You run into a few that are not too cool, but the majority of them are good folks. But here's something I don't think we want to brag about. And I don't know why this is. I have no clue. Denver tops the list of boozing cities in the United States, followed by Anchorage, Alaska, Colorado Springs, according to a new magazine survey. Are you ready for that? Down in the Springs. The Springs comes in third. Denver comes in first. And Aurora is like number 19. The Mile High City in Colorado also edged out Omaha, Nebraska, Fargo, North Dakota, which rounded out the five cities with the biggest drinking problem in the ranking of urban inebriation, according to Men's Health. Now, the editor-in-chief of the magazine said the aim of the ranking was to provide a statistical sobriety check heading into the holiday season. This guy's name is Dave Zinzenko. He said, we wanted to find out which cities are the most dangerously drunk. Perhaps the thin air in Colorado is making people a little thick-headed when it comes to drinking limits and designated drivers. The survey looked at data from the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, the FBI, and the U.S. Department of Transportation, and the annual death rates that the U.S. Department of Transportation keeps due to alcohol liver disease. It also analyzed binge drinking rates, number of drunk driving arrests,
The percentage of fatal accidents involving intoxicated motorists and tallies the Mothers Against Drunk Driving report card of state efforts to cut down on excessive drinking. Now, Liz Whitley, the director of Denver Health, the public health care safety net organization for Colorado City, for Denver, said she was not surprised by these findings. A recent study released by Denver Health showed binge drinking, downing five or more drinks, was a major issue for more than a quarter of the men in Denver, compared to one-fifth of the men in the United States. Binge drinking is an issue for us in Denver and has been historically, she said. We are working to increase access to treatment for people with alcohol abuse problems. Three cities, San Antonio, Austin, and Lubbock, were among the top 10 most dangerously drunk cities, while Durham, North Carolina, Miami, Florida, and Buffalo, New York, were at the bottom of the rankings. Okay, why are we number one? Anybody want to speculate on this, about why we are number one, and why Denver comes in as being one of the most drunk? No, not one of. We are on the top of the list of one of the most boozing cities in the United States, followed by Anchorage, Alaska, Colorado Springs. What is Colorado Springs doing coming in number third? I thought Colorado Springs was full of all kinds of conservative church-going folks, or is that because there's a large military contingent down there? And don't accuse me of not supporting the troops, but I've lived in plenty of towns with Air Force and Marine and Army bases to know that, hey, men like to have a little bit of fun on their off time.
When you look at those top five cities, Jay, you think of Omaha and Fargo and Anchorage, like there's probably nothing really to do but drink, right? Omaha's really kind of nasty town. I've been there a couple times, and I don't like it. But Denver, I mean, you got all this outdoor activity stuff going on. I don't know why everybody's out there drinking.
I would think Anchorage, Alaska would come in number one. Because I've always thought of Anchorage, Alaska as being, like, really
rough.
No, just kind of desolate. Kind of like...
like Fargo.
Well, like out of the mainstream. I once saw a job opening there. I thought, I wonder what it would be like to live in Anchorage, Alaska. But I never could bring myself to ever apply for it because I was scared to live there. First of all, I don't want to live anywhere that cold. Second of all, I don't want to live anywhere where the sun doesn't shine. Now, I don't know if that's Anchorage or some other part of Alaska where it stays dark for God knows how many days on end. And if I had to live in that kind of environment, I'd drink a lot too. You know, I'm surprised that Milwaukee did not show up. Because there's another place. You talk about the wintertime, the sun in Milwaukee goes down at 4:30 in the afternoon. Sometimes closer to 4 o'clock. And it's a very, very drab and dreary place. And if I had to live in that environment, man, I'd be swilling back the booze too. But why here? I mean, despite the fact that we get snow, and despite the fact that today it's going to be cloudy, we have a heavy dose of sunshine every year. Does it have something to do with the altitude? Is that what's causing it? What is it about us that Men's Health ranks us as being the number one boozing city in the country? And you know, there's also another way to look at this too, and it's an age-old argument, but it's really true. We can't possibly in any way, shape, or form legalize marijuana, but alcohol is completely and totally legal. Now, we've had this conversation a million times. Which is worse? Marijuana or alcohol? I'm sure this happens, but I don't remember anybody ever dying from overdosing on smoking pot. But alcohol causes all kinds of problems, including auto accidents, cirrhosis of the liver. Well, if you know somebody in your family who's a bad alcoholic, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. And then there's the whole thing of Colorado Springs coming in number third. Now, wait a minute. Isn't Colorado Springs supposed to be under the eye of God? I don't want to get offensive here. But the Springs has a certain reputation around the United States of America of being kind of a holier-than-thou city. Right? And then we find out that Colorado Springs has got a booze problem? That they come in number third?
With the Denver situation, with the whole reconstruction of the lower downtown area, you know, they've kind of turned it into a boozer's haven down there by Coors Field.
I don't think that has anything to do with it, because you can, if you want a drink, you can go any place. How many places? Okay, look, we're in
how
the
many bars do you need though in one centrally located place downtown?
Yeah, but a lot of cities have that and don't have that and don't show up as having that problem. And you know what? We're in the New York Times today. Denver's in the New York Times today about the remodeling of Colfax. But how many places are there on Colfax alone to buy liquor or get something to drink? And you can get something to drink in all of the suburbs. I mean, we don't even have the kind of situation where anything is dry. Now, I've never tried this. I don't know. You'll have to tell me. And a good informed talk show host, I guess, should know this. But I don't know it because I've never tried to do it. Can you buy booze in this state on Sunday? I believe you can. The weirdest situation I ever lived in was Randall and Potter County in Amarillo, Texas. One of those counties was wet. The other one was dry, which makes simply no sense at all. Because if you lived in the dry county, then you'd have to drive to the wet county to get your booze. But what's going on here that we're going to come in number one? And this is not Boulder we're even talking about, which you would expect Boulder to be up there because of college kids. We're talking about Denver, Colorado, number one in the Men's Health magazine, as being the most boozing place. In this country. Is there a big emphasis out there on beer? Is that what it is? So maybe there's a lot of you that are going out drinking and we just don't know about it. Maybe there's a whole subculture of people who get drunk all the time. I don't know. But John's right about one thing. John Turk's right about one thing. Okay, look, there's plenty to do here as opposed to living in Fargo, North Dakota, or any other small town. And you'd think one of those places, you'd think Anchorage. I still go back to what I said before. I'll bet you Anchorage, to me, Anchorage, Alaska would come in number one. Now, I say that having never been there. But we have the bragging rights of being number one. No, I didn't say we could buy liquor on Sunday. I said I wondered if you could buy liquor on Sunday. Because in many states, that's called a blue law. And I don't know whether we have a blue law here in Colorado or not, because I'm not the type of person to roll up to Freddy's, corner liquor store and go, hey, give me a couple of pints. Matter of fact, I can't tell you the last time when I stepped inside a liquor store. So I don't know. Can we buy booze here on Sunday or not? No, we cannot. Okay. Well, all right. So then you only got Monday through Saturday to try to float your liver. All right. Anybody want to answer this question? And I'll take any opinions on this. I don't care how far-fetched they are. 303-713-7600. We are number one as far as boozing goes. What is up behind this, and what the hell do you do about it? What are you going to do about it? What do we do about it? Make it tougher to get a drink? Will that make it go away? Why is Denver number one? Why is Colorado Springs number three? Now, there's got to be some listeners down there in Colorado Springs. You want to tell me why it is people down there come in number three? But they're getting smashed in Colorado Springs? How many of these folks are like going to church on Sunday and getting blown out on Friday and Saturday night?
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hey, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Now, picture this. You're on the phone with a client or a customer, and you're trying to explain something visual. I don't know, a document, a spreadsheet, a PowerPoint presentation. That happens all the time, right? But it can be so frustrating because they can't see. Well, I mean, and now you would be seeing a slide with a graph. I mean, that's not going to work unless you use GoToMeeting, an online meeting with GoToMeeting. It's just like in person. You set up a meeting in advance or on the fly, even while you're talking to them. It's so easy. You just click the mouse. They get an invite. They click that link or they log on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting number, and boom, they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. You could show them what you're talking about. Turns that boring conference call into something that's really productive. Look, try it free for the next 30 days. I think you'll agree. That's a month of unlimited online meetings, absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now, or go to GoToMeeting.com and click that orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Web Radio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting.com.
Hey, it's Ty Pennington. You know, I love to grant wishes. The bigger, the better. And the biggest thing I know of this holiday is Sears Wishing Hours. This Monday and Tuesday only, from 4 p.m. to close, get 75% off the Craftsman Cordless Impact Screwdriver, just $9.99. And go online to Sears.com/wishes for future exclusive offers just for you. That's Sears Wishing Hours, Mondays and Tuesdays. Don't just give a gift, grant a wish.
Exclusions apply. See store for details. Prices may vary in Puerto Rico, Alaska, and Hawaii. Offer valid 11/26/07 through 11/27/07.
Heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Dodge, Ford, Chevy. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Numerous ways to finance. Matching down incentive will help you out. And great people working out there like Marv Alshear, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, and a whole host of other people who are dedicated to helping you get the deal that's right for you. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can check them out on the internets at RockiesAutos.com, and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. So whatever you need a vehicle for, truck for work, your business, something for the family, you want a gas sipper, whatever it is, from A to Z, Rockies has got it. Huge selection, good folks, Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Ames Construction reminds the war against drunk driving is an ongoing battle. As road travel increases during the upcoming holiday season, remember, safety on our roadways is everyone's responsibility. Alcohol-related tragedies are preventable. Please support public awareness and law enforcement efforts to keep our streets and highways safe. An important message brought to you by Ames Construction. Specialists in highway construction, Ames Construction in Aurora. Making a positive difference.
Celebrate the season with the Denver Gay Men's Chorus Holiday Concert in Boulder, Sunday, December 2nd. Tickets are available at any King Superstore, online at dgmc.org, or by calling Tickets West at 1-866-464-2626.
Don't let painful cold symptoms ruin a night out. Think fast. New Tylenol Cold Multi-Symptom Rapid Release Gels combine cold medicines with the pain relief of Tylenol. Get fast relief from even your most painful cold symptoms.
I won't be out on New Year's Eve. Denver voted the city with the biggest boozers. We beat Anchorage, Alaska, and Colorado Springs. And I wonder about Colorado Springs even coming in third. This is a survey run by Men's Health Magazine. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, combative but caring. High today, 48-303-713-7600. Any opinions here are okay with me this morning. I'll take them all, because what is it about us that we got to booze? What's the deal? Here's Marcus in Montebello. Marcus, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
Honestly, I think one of the things is the fact that we have, I don't think it's, we should blame it solely, but we have a lot of microbreweries. I mean, I used to live down in southern New Mexico, and that was not near the selection of interesting and tasty brews to drink. So quite honestly.
So you think maybe the fact that we have a lot of microbreweries could be doing it?
Well, I think it's a contribution why we drink a little more alcohol. Of the whole people driving drunk and things like that, I don't know. That I really have no opinion on because I can't come up with an opinion without being some sort of uninformed. So,
Also, what about this thing that the article points out about binge drinking being a problem? Who binge drinks?
That's right. That was the other part I forgot. We're off to a college town. We have several colleges here. Our satellites are several colleges. That I do remember from Las Cruces was the fact that college students tend to binge drink.
Okay, you know what would be very, very interesting? It would be very, very interesting to take Denver statistics and line them up against other towns, other cities that have colleges or universities in them and see where we stack up. Now, do you have any ideas about why Colorado Springs, other than military installations, why Colorado Springs would rank number third?
Colorado Springs. Large, oppressive thing called focus on the family. Or you just want to drink to forget you're under them.
Well, so okay, so all right, so are what they do? So what are they doing down there in the Springs? Is they're praising the Lord on Sunday and getting smashed on Friday and Saturday?
Well, you could say that. I mean, like I said, it's all a matter of just opinion in this case. Because my question on the whole men's health thing is, how did they come up with this? You listed part of it, but I had to leave the car to scrape off the windshield, so I didn't hear part of how they came up with this whole statistic that we're number one.
They went to the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, the FBI, the U.S. Department of Transportation, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. That's where they got the information.
So they, compiled it all, made an aggregate?
Yeah, that's how they did it. And then there's a recent study released by Denver Health showing that binge drinking, downing five or more drinks, was a major issue for more than a quarter of the men in Denver, compared to one-fifth of all the men in the United States. What is causing people to binge drink?
Five or more drinks in what time period?
It doesn't say. It just says five or more drinks. It says downing five or more drinks, so I would assume that would be downing five or more drinks in a row very quickly.
I hope so, but that's what I hate about statistics sometimes, because they're a little bit vague, like right there. It's like five or more drinks, what? Because I've gone to a party and drank five drinks, but I've been there like four and a half hours.
No, I don't think they're talking about that. And Liz Whitley, who is the director of Denver Health, says binge drinking is an issue for us in Denver and has been historically.
I wish I could say why, but actually the other thing I wanted to mention, not to get in a hot spot, was, you know, you talked about the marijuana thing and, well, you know, alcohol causes auto accidents. I'd probably say marijuana does the same thing. Just the way you phrased it made it sound like, well, marijuana doesn't do this. But it still slows your reaction time.
No, but I'll tell you one thing. If I had to lay the money down on it, I bet you more people get busted for drunk driving than they do for smoking dope.
More people drink than smoke dope. Drinking's legal. It's easier to get it. More people drink than smoke dope. So, of course, more people are going to be in accidents with alcohol. So.
No, you might have a point. You know what? You might have a point there. Because it is easier to get. So that's absolutely true. And, I don't know, maybe we should make it harder to get.
Well, yes and no, but that's kind of the touchy point right there, because you get it, you make it harder to drink, you also punish those people who do drink responsibility. Yeah, I haven't drank this morning, I swear. But you do drink responsibility.
Pull over, I'm going to give you the Stagnus test. Good comment. Marcus, thanks, man.
Have a good day.
Okay. Yeah, Jay, I'd like to talk to you. I haven't had anything to drink this morning. No, Marcus was sober. Let's go to Ron in Broomfield. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Oh, Ron gave up. Okay. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Okay, so do you think the colleges and universities have something to do with these statistics? I don't know. Let's go to Lee in Denver. Lee, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Well, I've got three theories on the matter as to why we're ranked so highly. The first has to do with just the sheer volume of vehicular traffic in the city. I think that the margin of error in terms of driving is much smaller than it is in an Anchorage or a Fargo, where you can wander around from lane to lane and maybe get away with it, which you probably can't do in a city the size of Denver. And my second explanation has to do with enforcement. I think our enforcement in the city is super zealous, so I think you're probably more likely to get caught in Denver than you would be in Anchorage. But I think the most important distinction has to do with our culture. You know, we've got a culture of brewing, and so I think people are more likely to be honest in their reporting in a city like Denver than they would other places. Sure, I drink. I mean, and I think people are more likely to be honest about that than they would be in a place where it's got a negative stigma. What do you think?
Yeah, when you were saying that, I'd be interested to know just exactly what the density and traffic patterns are, say, in Anchorage and some of these other cities that they list here. But here's one thing. What about Colorado Springs? How does Colorado Springs come in, like, how does that come in third?
Well, I like your explanation of the military presence there, and, you know, maybe verging on a little bit of the politically incorrect, it's probably a behavior that's more prevalent in that segment of society than it would be otherwise.
Well, I don't think that's politically incorrect. I think that's a truth. I mean, anybody who's lived in any military towns, and I've lived in plenty of them, knows that, hey, I mean, you know, you're 22, 23.
Away from home?
You're away from home. You're in the military. You're going to go out and have a few drinks.
Absolutely. And the other thing has to do with definition of binge drinking, which, as you alluded to earlier, is a bit vague. But not uncommon to go out for an evening, for guys to go out for an evening over 6 or 7 hours and have five beers.
I don't think that's what they're talking about here. I think they're talking about having it like really, like having drinks, like shots or something, like really quick.
Well, the most important factor, I think, has to do with it's all self-reporting, right? I mean, it's not like this is being observed objectively in a lab.
No, these are...
Somebody put out a survey, right, and people answered.
Well, no. Actually, The way Men's Magazine, the way Men's Health did this was they looked at data from the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, the FBI, the U.S. Department of Transportation, and the annual death rates due to alcoholic liver disease, and then they also tallied the Mothers Against Drunk Driving report card of state efforts to cut down on excessive drinking. And even Liz Whitley, who's the director of Denver Health, says that this is a problem.
I'm talking about the binge drinking aspect of it. I mean, how would one objectively measure binge drinking unless that was self-reported? I can't imagine that.
Well, that's a good, you know, I think that's a legitimate good question, but Liz Whitley says, and I guess she sees it all the time, she says a recent study released by Denver Health showed binge drinking, downing five or more drinks, was a major issue for more than a quarter of the men in Denver, compared to one-fifth of all the men in the United States. And I remember the definition of binge drinking being that you would down five drinks in a short period of time, not like over 3 hours or something.
Let's assume your definition of binge drinking is correct, but in terms of, you know, one, it's a problem in one quarter of men. Well, how would they obtain that information? It'd have to be a survey. Somebody reported, yes, I have a problem with binge drinking.
Well, that could be. So that part of it, yeah, that part of it I think you could dispute, but what about the other parts of it?
Well, I think my explanation for, you know, drunk driving and so forth, and I just think you're more likely to get caught in Denver, and I think the margin of error is smaller.
Yeah. You know what? I've never been caught for drunk driving, not because I don't drink. So I don't know if it's harder to get, if it's easier to get caught in this town and harder to get caught in other towns. And I'd be interested in anybody who wants to talk about that aspect of it, because I think you may have a really legitimate point here. And I know that they crack down here on DUI. I know because 8 or 9 years, sure, 8 or 9 years ago. I mean, I was hit by a drunk driver here. But the thing is, I don't know if, because how would you get that information? Because if you ask any law enforcement person, I mean, they're going to tell you, oh, yeah, sure, you know what, we do the best we possibly can.
Well, I only know anecdotally from seeing the sobriety checkpoints along I-70.
Right, exactly.
Skiing, that the presence seems to be pretty strong.
Exactly.
It's one person's observation.
Exactly. I'm with you, man. Thanks. I appreciate the call.
You betcha.
Okay. Let's go to Jenna in Broomfield. Jenna, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good. Hey, I just kind of wanted to chime in on the whole why maybe specifically Denver men drink a little bit more. And I think maybe it a little bit has to do with the altitude. Just a physiological response to alcohol is different here than it is, perhaps.
But don't you, and I don't know this for a fact, so you have to, somebody would have to clue me in, or you'll have to clue me in. Don't you, after you've lived here a while, don't you get used to the altitude thing? Doesn't that kind of go away, or no?
You know, I don't know about that because, you know, and I'm not a big drinker. I may have, you know, on occasion, a celebration calls for it, but I have family back in Pennsylvania, and if we go out to a bar in Pennsylvania, it takes a lot less for me to get to that place where I want to be than it does here at any bar in Denver, so I don't know. I don't know if it's something that ever goes away. Maybe physiologically, I don't know. I'm not a scientist or done any research. It just sounded good in my head.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't know either. It makes what you're saying about the altitude makes sense to me, but I'm not sure if after you live here, does your system adjust to it, or do you feel and have a different reaction when you're out of altitude and you're in some place where the altitude, where the air is thicker, maybe the oxygen. I don't know. I think it's a good point, though.
Yeah, it was just my two cents.
Okay, Jenna, have a good day.
Bye, you too.
All right, drive safe. 303-713-7600. Why is Denver number one on the booze list from Men's Health Magazine? And nobody has talked about this. Why is Colorado Springs number three? Is that because of the military base there? Is that the reason? Or are some of those folks in the Springs area whooping it up and getting it on Sunday, but really getting smashed on Friday and Saturday? Then
wouldn't
they go to church.
Be drinking if Doug Lamborn was your congressperson?
Yes. Well, if Doug Lamborn were my congressperson, I'd be shooting heroin. 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, nothing out of the ordinary. We're just seeing a pretty busy ride just about wherever you are. That includes 225 both directions across Aurora, extending from Parker. Looks like we have some slowdowns now coming out of Castle Rock, north on I-25 between Founders Parkway and Castle Pines Parkway, and eastbound I-70 starting to jam up now right through your I-25 corridor. Weather outlook today, you can expect a mostly cloudy morning. We're going to see that clear out by this afternoon. We're going to get a high at near 42, low tonight at 22, and right now it's 27. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Get a head start on your holiday greeting cards at King Soopers. Choose from more than 100 great designs starting at 29 cents.
From Russia comes the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker at the Paramount Theater December 15th. This holiday season, experience the beauty and magic of dazzling costumes, fantastic hand-painted sets, and the best dancers in the world. Don't miss this must-see family show of the year. Coming to the Paramount Theater for two exclusive performances December 15th at noon at 8 p.m. For more information and to buy tickets, go to denvernutcracker.com.
Are you in an 80-20 loan? Payments on the first are adjusting so high you can't afford them? You can't refi without paying off the second, and you can't roll it in because the value isn't there. American Guarantee Mortgage can help with their exclusive Home Saver program. They'll get you a new first FHA loan with fixed lower payments, and they'll get your second lender to subordinate. You'll have lower payments to ride out the storm until your home value goes up. Call today, the Home Saver program. 866-259-8206.
Hey, it's Ty Pennington. You know, I love to grant wishes. The bigger, the better. And the biggest thing I know of this holiday is Sears Wishing Hours. This Monday and Tuesday only, from 4 p.m. to close, get 75% off the Craftsman Cordless Impact Screwdriver, just $9.99. And go online to sears.com/wishes for future exclusive offers just for you. That's Sears Wishing Hours, Mondays and Tuesdays. Don't just give a gift, grant a wish.
Exclusions apply. See store for details. Prices may vary in Puerto Rico, Alaska, and Hawaii. Offer valid 11/26/07 through 11/27/07.
From 20 years ago.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered Hydroxytone. It's proven to tighten skin and erase wrinkles and frown lines. Get a risk-free trial of Hydroxytone today and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-1707. 1-800-500-1707. 1-800-500-1707.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering his Wealth Builder system. Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money.
Call now for Donald Trump's tape at absolutely no charge. 1-800-500-3173. 1-800-500-3173. 1-800-500-3173.
Everybody's looking for some way. I'm looking for some way out. I've been wasting my time standing in line. If this is what it's all about, all I got is a job that I don't like.
Boy, I miss him.
And a woman that don't understand.
Rest in peace, Waylon Jennings. 7:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 48, J. Marvin. Neither right nor left, but as radical as reality dictates. And by the way,
drinking and dreaming.
Too bad we don't have the country song Close Up All the Honky Tonks or There Stands the Glass, which was done a couple of times, once by Webb Pierce, and I can't remember who did the other version of There Stands the Glass. Maybe it was Johnny Bush. All those drinking songs, country music and drinking. Okay, let's go back to the phones here. We're talking about Denver being number one as the top boozing city, according to Men's Health Magazine. And does anybody want to tell me what's going on down in Colorado Springs, that they come in number three, and that Anchorage, Alaska is number two? By the way, Aurora came in number 19. Let's go to Doug in Westminster. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how you doing this morning?
Okay, man, what's up?
You have a good holiday?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, there's a town called Aurora, Illinois, and a friend of mine used to live there, and he said that per capita there's more bars in that city there than the whole nation. And I don't know. He said they never had a
bar. I can't believe that Aurora, Illinois would have more bars than, say, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The per capita thing, how they figure the per capita, I don't know, but my buddy used to tell me you could walk down the street and out of seven establishments, five of them were bars. So I don't know. But as far as Colorado Springs, boy, don't you got to blame that on the do-gooder card? You know,
I don't know. I don't know what's causing it. Maybe it's because they have a large military installation there, and any of us who have lived in a town with a large military installation know that people in the military, particularly younger people, have a tendency to drink and sow wild oats, and so what the hell?
And that's one statistic that I don't think I heard you talk about this morning that old Lizzie was putting out there, is what about the age bracket?
Well, in her situation, and in the rest of these, they didn't break it down into ages.
Yeah, I got a real funny feeling that between the ages of, legally, let's say 21 to 35, now, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say there's your quarter percent right
well,
there.
Well, yeah, but wait a minute. Wait a minute, though. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, no, I'm sorry, according to the annual death rates due to alcoholic liver disease, Denver comes in. That also helps push us up. There are a lot of people that, so you don't die that young from liver disease.
No.
It takes a while for booze to affect that.
Okay, that could probably trump the age card then. I guess that would probably do it. But I'll tell you what, if I'm driving down 25 in the middle lane and I see the guy on the left hitting a short dog and the guy on the right's hitting a dube, I feel a whole lot more comfortable looking at this guy on the right. You know, somebody was joking here a while back at a friend's house about, you know, find me somebody on paper that, you know, killed a family of six like old Sam Kennison on his record, you know. We drink and drive, you know. Gee, I hope I run out and slam into a family of six, you know.
Well, I have to admit, I've done both.
Oh, yeah.
I would say I fared better under the influence of pot than I did under the influence of alcohol.
Oh, big time, big time. you know, they say your awareness and all that is impaired. You're focusing, baby. You're right on the road. In fact, you're going 5 miles under the speed limit. That's how they catch pot smokers.
Yeah, cruising, going too slow.
But
all right, Doug,
yeah.
I got to go. Thanks,
right,
man.
Have a good morning.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Tori in Golden. Tori, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, this is Tori. I'm a public health nurse, and
oh,
I'm pretty
okay.
sure I know how they get the binge drinking definition.
Okay, good. Tell us.
I didn't read the article, but it probably comes from the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System, which is a survey, and it's designed by the CDC and carried out by the state health departments. And they have a specific definition, which I don't recall offhand, for what, how many drinks over what period of time is binge drinking. And they don't ask you, are you a binge drinker and do you have a problem? They just ask you how much did you drink in the last month, or how much did you drink in the last year. I don't know exactly what the question is. But it's a fairly, you know, benign question, and it's in there with a pile of other questions about health risk factors, like smoking and exercise and diet.
Okay, but you do have to give them the information voluntarily. I mean, in other words, there's not...
Oh, yeah. It's people that answer the phone. And they say, you know, can we ask you some questions on behalf of the state health department? But they don't ask it in a kind of, you know, pejorative way.
No, not menacing. They're just looking for information.
Right. And most people who drink a lot don't... I think this is true of most behaviors. You do it with other people who do it, and you don't really realize always that you're doing it a whole lot more than most people because you're not doing it a whole lot more than the people you hang out with.
Yeah, that's, you know, that. Okay, that's a really good point. Now, what we need is somebody to call us at 303-713-7600 who would admit to us that they're an ex-alcoholic and that did they realize that they were drinking more than other people, or how did they come to the awareness? In other words, what set it off? Other than, like, multiple DUI arrests.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? In other words, the crowd they hung out with.
Well, you know, my brother is alcoholic, and what he says, and he's been in Alcoholics Anonymous for a long time, and he's been sober for a long time. He said, you know, we always say you have to hit bottom before you realize that you have a problem. And that he was fortunate because his bottom was a little higher than some people's. But you
right.
basically got to feel the pain from lost relationships, lost property, lost jobs, whatever, before you really believe you have a problem, because you're hanging out with other people who drink, and they may not be having the same problems.
Yeah, it's just you're doing it to more of an excess.
Right, you're doing it to become a problem in your life.
All right, Tori, great call. Thank you for the information.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a good day. Thanks. All right, that was pretty interesting about how they find that stuff out. Now, I want to talk to somebody who's got an alcohol. Well, all right, if you've got one now... Well, actually, the best thing to do is to say, I want to talk to somebody who has had alcohol problems so they can talk to us about the environment in which they're functioning in. Here's Sandra in Denver. Sandra, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. I think one of the ways to help stop binge drinking is there are a lot of bars in the city that open for happy hour at 7 a.m.,
7 a.m.?
You can get a shot of liquor and a beer for like $4.
At 7 a.m.?
7 a.m. I'm from the East Coast. Bars don't open until 11. There are happy hours that start at 7 a.m. And I've been there just to see. And the bars are packed.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Yes, there are. There are a lot of bars that start happy hour at 7 a.m.
No, the only thing I knew about drinking at that early of an hour was when I used to work in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and I used to work nights, I met a friend at a bowling alley because he was like a big bowler. So he says, you know, you want to go bowling? And I said, okay, I'll meet you there at like 9 a.m. So I go over there at 9 a.m. to meet him, and there are all these... you know, these geezers, I mean, these Q-tips that are in there, and they're all drunk.
Yeah.
They're all drunk, and it's like 9 o'clock in the morning, and they're just sitting there getting sloshed. I'm naive, I guess. I was, like, blown away at that. Like, people drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning?
When I first moved here, I was driving around, and I would see bars that said, happy hour, 7 a.m. till 10, 9 a.m. Then they'll have a happy hour, 11 to 1. And then another happy hour, say, 4 to 7. And then, I mean, I'm used to happy hours starting at 4 or 5 where I come from. But 7 a.m., that's a little scary.
Okay, so maybe what we ought to do is we ought to limit bar hours and that no bar can open until noon.
I think that would be a good idea. And, I mean, the parking lots are full. There's one bar in particular on the north side.
Yeah, okay, I'll tell you something. The next time I have a day off in the middle of the week, I'm going to go check these places out at 7 o'clock in the morning and see who's in there.
Check Colfax.
Yeah, absolutely. Sandra, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, okay. People out there at 7 a.m. drinking. No wonder we have a lousy response to this program. 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, and now we'll take a blood alcohol level reading on traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Watch out for those slowdowns now on the northbound side of I-25 between the Washington Street Bridge and Alameda. Eastbound routes also stacking up, including 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, eastbound C-470 stretching across Highlands Ranch, and eastbound 270 if you're anywhere between I-76 and Vasquez. Weather outlook, expect these morning clouds to taper off by this afternoon, looking for a high of 42. Tonight, partly cloudy, 22, and it looks like a warm day at 56 by tomorrow. Right now, overcast, 27 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and undergraduate completion for working professionals online.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection, all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Celebrate the season with the Denver Gay Men's Chorus Holiday Concert in Boulder, Sunday, December 2nd. Tickets are available at any King Superstore, online at dgmc.org, or by calling Tickets West at 1-866-464-2626.
Seasons may come and go, but my allergies are here to stay. That's why I'm Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my outdoor allergies, and I discovered it relieves my indoor allergies too, whether it's dust, mold, or even my dog Rex. Claritin clears the way, relieving my worst indoor allergy symptoms. Only non-drowsy Claritin is proven to make me alert and focused so I can think more clearly, because when I'm alert, I'm at my best. 24-hour non-drowsy Claritin. Live Claritin Clear, indoors and out.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested.
Rate mortgage is going higher and higher. Here is a very important announcement about the new FHA Secure program only from the mortgage store. According to CNBC, 2 million adjustable-rate mortgages reset in the next 2 months. FHA Secure is designed for families who were good borrowers but got steered into high-cost loans with teaser rates. This is the second chance for families who through no fault of their own, thought they were getting a good deal, and then suddenly now they're facing the threat of foreclosure because of rising mortgage payments. If you used to have a solid mortgage payment history but are now having problems since your adjustable rate mortgage reset is higher, you can refinance in a new low fixed rate home loan. And because the mortgage store is a direct FHA lender, they can make it happen fast. This is a temporary program that won't last long, so call right now. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Open evenings until 8. 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
If you're a man over 60 who feels like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year and are interested in improving your health, call the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Science Center to learn about a new study. They're recruiting healthy men 60 years and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health and function. As men age, their body produces less testosterone. This can lead to decreased energy levels, reduced sex drive, the loss of vital muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory tests, physical examinations, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call today, 720-848-6399.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-8819. 1-800-900-8819. 1-800-900-8819.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison.
Take it out and go, ladies and gentlemen.
And I went to pick her up in the rain. Station in the pickup truck. She got run over by a damned old train. And I'll hang.
Yeah, you won't hear this on KYGO, okay? They can't honk it up over there. They got to play like Keith Whitley and all that other plastic crap like Garth Brooks. Country radio sucks so bad today, man. They ought to go off. They ought to be put off the air. This is country music here. Even though David Allan Coe's not that great of a guy. 7:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Tonight, mostly cloudy. High today, 48. And we're talking about this statistic of Denver being the top boozing city, according to Men's Health. And then Colorado Springs comes in third. All right, let's see if we can squeeze all these folks in. Here's Jerry and Parker. Jerry, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I'm an alcoholic, and I've got some experience with booze. And like I was telling Turk, I think it might be just a sign of the success of our city. You know, we have a lot of young people that live here. They have a lot of – they're making some money, and they got a lot of free time. And, you know, you start making money, and – you go out drinking.
All right. You're recovering, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. When you were in the midst of all of this, did the people you hung out with, did they drink as much as you, or did you drink more than them?
Oh, no. I drank more than them, but it was a science, you know. It took a lot of time and effort, and, you know, I would drink before I went out, before my drinking got out of control. I would drink before we went out to party. I can remember it in high school, sitting at the dinner table on Friday night and having butterflies in my stomach because I couldn't wait to get to the keg party.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This starts early on for a lot of people. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't even start until you're 65 and you're retired and you sit down and have, you know, a few thousand drinks. It just depends on the person out, you know, the person's particular issue but or problem. But, yeah, it starts really early or really late or... It's not like drugs. Alcoholism and drug addiction are not anywhere near the same thing. It's, you know, you might hear that it is from, you know, people who've been to treatment centers, but it's not. Alcoholism is a completely separate deal.
Okay. At what point did you realize, uh-oh, you know what, I got to stop this. I got a problem.
Oh, probably about 10 years before I quit. I started drinking heavy at about 16 and quit at 38. I figured I got to quit about 10 years before I did, but I might as well just wait until, you know, it gets bad enough that I have to do it. So,
all right, Jerry, appreciate your honesty, man. Thanks. Okay. And somebody sent me an email at am760.net saying that a lot of these folks in bars at 7 a.m. are working the all-night shift, and that's why they're having a happy hour. I don't know. You buy that? Well, it could be true. It could be true. Well, congratulations, Denver. We didn't win the World Series, but we're the number one boozing city in America. Let's have one with David Sirota, the world's smartest man, coming up next.
What issues are important to you?
It seems like every time in America now, anybody screws up or does something wrong, that they have to be protected by the government.
I think we should be doing a lot more with border control.
I want George Bush impeached.
Tell it like it is. AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Warning, if you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. That's right, if you're buying top quality hardwood flooring in oak, cherry, walnut, even pine flooring, you're about to spend hundreds, even thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're Lumber Liquidators, and nobody sells hardwood flooring for less. To prove it, we'll even send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. It's filled with valuable information you must see, and it's yours free when you call 1-800-554-1878. At Lumber Liquidators, we ship top-quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the pre-finished hardwood flooring with a 50-year warranty. That's the hardwood flooring home improvement expert Bob Vila installed in his home. And if it's good enough for Bob Vila, well, if you're looking at hardwood flooring, don't pay too much. See how to get more floor for your money. Come see us at 5060 Acoma Street in Denver. Or call right now for your free catalog. 1-800-554-1878. That's 1-800-554-1878. 1-800-554-1878.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A Palestinian is optimistic.
We must finish it for the future of our children.
An Israeli is not.
It's a disaster. It's not a peace plan. It's a plan to take Israel and chop it into pieces.
A new push to carve out a Palestinian-Israeli peace agreement begins within the hour. When President Bush welcomes Israel's Prime Minister Olmert to the White House, he'll see Palestinian President Abbas later in the day. A one-day Middle East peace conference officially opens tomorrow at the Naval Academy. CBS's Bill Plant says the stakes are high, the expectations low.
The White House says that there won't be a negotiation here. What they want this to do is get talks started over the next year. What they would love to see is some kind of agreement within the next year before the president's term ends. This is intended to get things going.
Comings and goings in politics. The Obama campaign says Oprah Winfrey will stump for the Illinois senator in three early voting states next month. Politico.com's Mike Allen.
This is a huge bonanza for Senator Obama because he's been doing well in polls, and now in these three early states, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Iowa, he's going to have one of the biggest endorsements you can get.
Longtime Mississippi Senator Trent Lott is set to announce his retirement after more than 30 years in Washington. Lott plans to leave by the end of this year. Authorities in Aruba will go to court today to present new evidence against three suspects in the 2005 disappearance of Alabama teenager Natalie Holloway. CBS's Maggie Rodriguez is there.
The new evidence reportedly includes taped cell phone conversations between the suspects, evidence that convinced the prosecutor in this case that Natalie Holloway is dead. And these three suspects are to blame.
Here at home, police have made a pair of arrests in the death of baby Grace, the two-year-old girl whose body washed up on a Texas beach last month. CBS's Mark Strassman has that.
Texas investigators have arrested Kimberly Trenner, the girl's biological mother, and Royce Ziegler, reportedly her stepfather, for somehow being involved in the little girl's death. Police may give more details later today, but neighbors 200 miles south of Dallas are already appalled.
I can't believe, or I don't want to believe, that any woman could kill their children.
Authorities believe the weekend wildfire that destroyed more than 50 homes in Malibu was set. Carol Sue Stoddard was one of the people who lost everything.
It's shock, you know. It doesn't hit you till days later, and I still haven't really slept, just going over and over in my head about what I could have done.
The sons of the late humorist and harmonica player Will Schreiner are sending hundreds of his vintage instruments to American troops overseas. Will Schreiner says the soldiers should be playing them in no time.
We're too long. Hopefully there'll be a couple of guys that know what they're doing and they can teach some of the others. And, you know, we hope that, you know, that we make some happy music for those guys while they're over there.
In early trading, the Dow's up 45. This is CBS News.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not bad from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
We're shopping mall, there's shopping mall. Things that are small, Bob's big and tall. Drop, fix a mess, there's no distress. Find underway with no delay.
Holiday jams, they're great for toast, bad for last-minute shopping sprees. Steer clear with a Garmin Nuvi with traffic alerts.
Traffic ahead.
Give a Garmin. Give a Garmin.
preserve your sanity with a Garmin Nuvi. Find it at your favorite retailer.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Denver Congresswoman Diana DeGette expected to officially endorse a presidential candidate today, but just who is anybody's guess? Spokesman for the Colorado Dems says she'll endorse one of the top three, but he didn't say which one, Hillary, Edwards, and Obama. Of course, all leading in the polling. DeGette, the architect of stem cell research bills in Congress, will join the candidate's campaign as a key health advisor once we find out which campaign that will be. DIA reported a smooth day of travel to close out the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and that surprised a lot of wary travelers.
It was great. It was fun.
It was delightful.
Not a problem at all.
About 155,000 passengers passing through the nation's fourth busiest plane place yesterday. Also, fewer travelers passing through the Eisenhower Tunnel. Many ski resorts along I-70 still waiting for more snow. And 6 months ago, a lightning strike blasted part of the statue of Jesus at Mother Cabrini Shrine west of Denver into little pieces. Contractors say they hope to have it mended by Christmas. Repairs will cost more than $100,000, and the statue will have one thing it didn't have before, a lightning rod. And the Chicago Bears pulling out a 37-34 overtime win over the Broncos.
We let them hang around. Sure enough, came back to bite us in the butt.
Yeah, they did. That loss drops the Broncos one game behind AFC West leading San Diego. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, problems for I-25 if you're making your way out of Castle Rock. You could be caught up there in stop-and-go traffic between Founders Parkway and Surrey Ridge. We have a crash in the area. It's off on the left-hand shoulder. Northbound I-25, pretty heavy as well now between the Downing Street Bridge and Alameda. Looks like westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike starting to bog down between Federal and Church Ranch. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect morning clouds followed by partly cloudy skies this afternoon and a high near 42. Right now, overcast 27. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get a head start on your holiday greeting cards at King Soopers. Choose from more than 100 great designs starting at 29 cents each. You can upload photos online or in-store to create the perfect customized holiday message. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Are you in an 80-20 loan? Payments on the first adjusting so high you can't afford them? You can't refi without paying off the second, and you can't roll it in because the value isn't there. American Guarantee Mortgage can help with their exclusive Home Saver program. They'll get you a new first FHA loan with fixed lower payments, and they'll get your second lender to subordinate. You'll have lower payments to ride out the storm until your home value goes up. Call today, the Home Saver program. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
I don't know what it is that you need.
There's so much hate and anger out there.
You need to, you know, hit your dashboard with your head.
I had to pull the car over and stop for a minute.
You might get kind of passionate here.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Punches at your palace of public opinion. Jay Marvin here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8. Hi today. It's not going to be too bad. It's going to be mostly cloudy, although a lot of blue skies out there. And I've been saying that the high today is going to be 48. No, it's only going to be 40. Okay. So I was off by 8 degrees. We're going to talk to a man who I believe is the world's smartest man, David Sirota. We're going to talk to him about his latest column in the Denver Post. Was Ross Perot right? Sirota is a political analyst, and he is the best-selling author of Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government, How to Take It Back. He has a daily blog, which can be found at workingassetsblog.com/Sirota, or go to davidsirota.com. And, David, good morning. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Hey, I did. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. Had a really great time. Last time we talked, and this came out on Friday, but you weren't here on Friday because you were out giving a speech. I believe you were, where were you, in Idaho?
No, this past Friday I was at home in my parents' house in Philadelphia for Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay, you were in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
All right. I get all your travel dates mixed up.
Yeah.
I hope you don't. We talked about this last time around. We talked about this a little bit about NAFTA, and your column that came out last Friday was Ross Perot right, and NAFTA is kind of an underreported
kind of thing in regards to illegal immigration, in regards to American workers and the effect that it's had on American workers. But you point out that during the last Democratic debate, Wolf Blitzer asked Hillary Clinton that question about NAFTA. I found that, and I'm not trying to pick on her, but I found that her answer was rather shocking, where she said that she basically didn't remember, that she had a vague memory of it. How could you have a vague memory of something as big as that?
Right, and what's interesting is not just how big the NAFTA issue was, but how integral Ross Perot was to Bill Clinton becoming president. Ross Perot took 19% of the
right.
vote in 92, and most of that came out of George Bush's hide. So the idea that Hillary Clinton doesn't remember the major issue that Ross Perot, the person who put her husband into the White House, campaigned on is absurd. And that's what I say in my column, that why I ask, why would Hillary Clinton try to avoid a question, a very simple question about Ross Perot and whether he was right on his major campaign issue, which was campaigning against NAFTA? Well, and the answer is because nobody really wants to talk about the fundamental economic issues at the heart of many of the big challenges we face in this country, NAFTA and free trade being a huge one, and supported, unfortunately, by both parties. And so what I did in the column was I actually answered Wolf Blitzer's question, which again was Ross Perot right about NAFTA? And what's incredible is that if you actually look at what Ross Perot was predicting, precisely what he was predicting happened. He said that NAFTA would not result in higher Mexican wages and would in fact result in more Mexican poverty, and that would increase illegal immigration at our southern border, which is precisely what happened. So it's important for us, I think, to look back at what was predicted, what happened before, and this is the key point, before we pass new NAFTAs, which is what Congress is considering right now. It's important to know whether the people who were saying this is a bad idea before were right, so that we know that the people who are saying doing another NAFTA is a bad idea now are correct or not.
Yeah, you also point out in this article, too, that Perot, in the 1992 campaign, won 19% of the presidential vote. That's the highest total for any third-party candidate since Teddy Roosevelt. And why would the Democratic Party, why would the Republican Party, why would Hillary Clinton or any other candidate simply put, as you say, risk alienating roughly 20 million people over this important subject?
Right. That's the open question. I mean, that's the political gaffe, right? I mean, why, when you're asked a question about somebody who got 19% of the vote only 15 years ago, you know, laughing at them, or which is what Hillary Clinton did, and then pretending you don't remember, is really, I think, an insult to all the people who voted for Ross Perot. And what I note in the piece is that, remember, Ross Perot did particularly well in some of the most closely divided swing states. An example, Nevada, I think he got 26 or 27% of the vote. That's considered one of the big presidential swing states this time around. In Maine, which is always considered a presidential swing state, Ross Perot actually came in second place, beating out George W. Bush, or George H.W. Bush. I think it's a political mistake to simply brush off the Perot voters, and I think it's a substantive mistake to try to downplay the debate over NAFTA, which has had such unbelievably devastating effects on the United States. I mean, just one stat: the Economic Policy Institute did a study comparing how many jobs were created in the United States versus how many jobs were lost in the United States based on NAFTA, and we have lost a net 1 million jobs because of NAFTA. I mean, that is nothing. That is not something to simply brush off.
And now you've got congressional Democrats that are talking about the Peru free trade agreement.
Right, right. That's the first in a series of four bills that Congress is considering to expand NAFTA, to vastly expand the reach of NAFTA. And so, it's important for us to look at what were the ramifications of the original NAFTA, before we go on and expand NAFTA, the NAFTA model much farther into the globe. Because the more we expand it, obviously, the more you're going to amplify the effects of the original NAFTA.
8:13, 13 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. World's smartest man, David Sirota, on the line with us. Here's the thing that gets me. Nobody I know of is for illegal immigration, but there are different ideas on how to stop this. And we have a sector of people who are illegal immigrant who, of course, take illegals or undocumented and they vilify them and, they make them the enemy. But yet, these folks who are desperate, who believe that illegal immigration is like the number one thing facing the United States, maybe Iraq would be, and the economy might be number two or three, in which order, I don't know. How come this never comes up as a point?
Well, it doesn't come up in the political arena because to talk about reforming, repealing, or otherwise changing NAFTA is to talk about reforming, changing, or repealing something that corporate America very, very much likes, that big campaign donors very, very much like. Remember, the people who pushed this deal were corporate lobbyists. You know, the chairman of American Express has told reporters he was proud that Clinton ran over the dead bodies of labor and the environment when Bill Clinton signed or pushed this deal. So, if you want to get to the central question of illegal immigration, which is why is illegal immigration happening, you have to ask, well, why do we have a trade policy that helped drive millions of Mexicans into poverty and over the southern border looking for jobs? But if you ask that question, you're going to get crosswise with big campaign donors. So instead, we have a debate in our political arena about walls, about bashing Hispanics, et cetera, et cetera. And I think it's pretty sad, and I think it's pretty telling about just how corrupt our political system currently is, that it's so corrupt that we can't even, that there is no debate about the central issue at the heart of a major question, illegal immigration.
Only two I know who have ever talked about NAFTA, really, are John Edwards and Dennis Kucinich.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and I think that's because they're running different kinds of campaigns. But again, you saw it in the debate. You got Hillary Clinton trying to brush off questions about whether Ross Perot was right about NAFTA. And one other thing, Perot in particular predicted the immigration stuff as well. He didn't just predict that we would lose, that America would lose jobs with a giant sucking sound, as was so famous. He actually predicted that NAFTA would exacerbate illegal immigration at the very same time that the Clinton administration at the time was saying, no, NAFTA is the solution to illegal immigration. Well, I think the results are in.
Yeah, well, it turned out to be not true. It turned out to be exactly the other way around, and they turned out to be uniformly wrong. Not only Bill Clinton, not only the Clinton administration, but Democrats and Republicans turned out to be wrong on this. The question is, unless we get somebody who in the White House and put people in the Senate and in the House who are willing to discuss this, we'll never get it turned around and we'll never get the plug pulled on it.
That's right. And what I didn't include in my article was the solution that Perot had suggested, which I think is very interesting. He suggested what he called a social tariff in our trade policy. The first thing he said was you don't enact trade deals, free trade deals, with countries that can't buy anything from you, because that's the point. You want to have a trade deal so that you can sell to other countries. But if you enact a trade deal with countries that relatively can't buy very much from you because they're poor, you're not getting a good end of the deal. What you're doing is opening up a pool of cheap exploitable labor to outsource all your jobs. And so what Perot suggested was we should look at a social tariff, which says, sure, we can have a free trade deal with impoverished countries, but we need to have a tariff that slides, that reduces as those other countries come up, as their economies come up, as their wages come up, so that we don't create a siphon for our own jobs and our own standard of living.
This is such a tough debate, though, because if you get on the air and you talk about corporate America and a cheap pool of labor and you talk about all of this stuff, then a lot of people confuse you with going after the institution of capitalism and confuse you with going after business as a whole, and you're like, oh, you know, J. Marvin and David Sirota are hostile to business. And that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about the local drapery shop or a car dealer or anything else. What we're talking about here is we're talking about big, big multinational corporations. That's right.
Globally, and this is the key point, globally mobile huge corporations.
Right, the move.
Right, exactly. This NAFTA was a terrible deal for small and medium-sized businesses because what it did was it said to companies that were much bigger, who are globally mobile, who can move factories all over the place, who have those kinds of resources to move, it empowered those companies over the less mobile, smaller family-owned companies. So this deal was a disaster for companies, for small and medium-sized businesses, because it put them at a competitive disadvantage against much bigger companies that have the resources and the financial capital to move around to better exploit exploitable people.
Yeah, that gets back to that old Jack Welch, the former chairman of GE's statement about, well, if I could put all these factories on barges, that would be ideal. I'm paraphrasing him, but it would be ideal to be able to move around as much as we wanted to, and the hell with any commitments to the communities and the hell with jobs.
That's exactly the goal. And you know, some people, I've gotten some email where people ask me in the piece, I said I pointed out that actually real wages in Mexico have gone down since NAFTA. That's according to the Carnegie Endowment. And they say, well, how did that happen? I mean, how did jobs go to Mexico and real wages go down? Well, here, it's pretty simple to understand. If you drive millions and millions and millions of farmers off their land through massive agricultural subsidies that were included in big corporate agricultural subsidies that were included in NAFTA, that creates a glut of workers at the border, at the maquiladora manufacturing plants. Okay, and so there were many, many more workers who were up at the border at those maquiladora plants than were needed in those plants even after NAFTA. And so that glut of labor created a cheap pool of labor. You know, it's basic supply and demand. If you have a glut of labor and not enough jobs, wages stagnate. So of course, many of those folks came over the border as illegal immigrants looking for subsistence jobs here. So this was a whole domino effect. And, it's really true. Illegal immigration will continue to be an issue that is just a sort of a political effigy until we actually ask the question about how do we actually solve this and what issues do we need to address to solve it, which, again, is very clear. It's NAFTA, it's global trade. If we continue to have a country, to be a country that allows a totally impoverished country to sit at our border, and we don't have trade policies to help equalize that by helping bring up that country below us, to the south of us, without bringing ourselves down. I mean, we don't want to equalize it by bringing ourselves down. We want to help lift up all, you know, other workers, the workers we are competing with. If we don't have a trade policy that does that, we're going to continue to have an illegal immigration problem. We're going to continue to have American wages decline, because that equalization will take place whether we like it or not. And the issue is we don't want to have our economy driven down. We want to bring our trading partners up.
Yeah, but we'll end up having the same debate again. And the same debate will be build a wall, deport them all, they're lawbreakers, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, corporate America is just ripping people off regardless of their political party. It doesn't make any difference.
But you're right. And what I'm saying is that you've got to address, you know, it's like I said in the article last week. If you build a wall and you don't reform your trade policies, let's say if you build a 20-foot wall and you don't reform your trade policies, all you're doing is creating a market for 21-foot ladders. You're not actually solving the problem. And what's sad to me is that every politician who talks about illegal immigration, from Tom Tancredo down, knows that that's the case. That's what's so sick about this. They know that bashing Hispanics and talking about building walls is not going to solve the problem, because they don't want to solve
the
problem.
No, they don't. You're right. They're not interested in getting it solved. They're interested in getting political mileage. And that also goes for the talking heads in the media like Lou Dobbs and others who are banking ratings points off this issue.
Well, in a mild defense of Lou Dobbs, at least his show talks about international trade and NAFTA. His is the only show that actually talks about it. Now, I don't agree with him on a lot of his immigration stuff, but at least he talks about NAFTA, and that's a lot better than many Democrats and Republicans in Congress who just want to pretend that immigration exists in a complete vacuum.
Yeah, but if he cares about it, he should be on it every single day because it's the way to solve the problem, and it's one of the only ways we're ever going to solve this problem. And I saw a documentary over the weekend that was running on the Sundance Channel called On the Border, which was about this Chinese guy who had gone home to his town, which sits on the border with North Korea. They're separated by the river there, the Yangtze or whatever it is. I don't know. But anyway, and they have trouble. The Chinese have trouble with the North Koreans on the border because the North Koreans find a way across and steal stuff because they're so hard up. But you can see, and you can see right there, why it is China would never go along with the idea of us or anybody else bombing or causing problems for North Korea, because those refugees would flood across the bridges that are built there, and they don't want the refugee problem. And yet we're sitting here with a poorer country on our border, and we're basically doing nothing about it economic-wise.
Yep, that's right. And remember, this is all interconnected. I'm glad you brought this up. Because, you know, all of this is a domino effect, right? We pass NAFTA, we lose a million jobs, there's cheap, exploitable labor used at the maquiladora border plant, border manufacturing plants. Where do all those maquiladora jobs go? Well, a lot of them now have gone to China, because we signed a China free trade deal where workers are even more oppressed in China than they are in Mexico. Soon we're looking at signing a trade deal with South Korea that actually includes provisions that include sections of North Korea within the free trade zone. Now think about that for a second. Free trade with North Korea. North Korea, we're not talking about low-wage labor.
We're talking about no-wage.
Exactly. We're talking about slave labor. All of this has a domino effect, right? I mean, if global capital, like Jack Welch said, if it's all moving around and it's all, you know, mobile on a barge, this is what happens. It goes from Mexico to China to North Korea. What it leaves in its wake, that's the critical question. You leave devastated communities in your wake. You drive everybody's wages down. You drive everybody is in a race to the bottom. All workers are trying to cut their own wages, accept worse workplace standards, accept worse environmental standards to try to keep jobs there. It's the bidding war that corporate America wants. It wants workers bidding against each other. American workers bidding against Mexican workers, bidding against Chinese workers in a race to the bottom. And unless we change this, this is what is going to be happening for the next foreseeable future.
Yeah, absolutely. David, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Good you had a good Thanksgiving, and we look forward to talking to you this Friday.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, thank you very much. There's David Sirota, the world's smartest man. Check him out at davidsirota.com or go to workingassetsblog.com/Sirota. 8:27, 27 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey and I, a couple of weeks ago, got into a big discussion about bottled water. We're going to talk to somebody coming up who knows a lot about this. Don't we all use bottled water? Yeah, we do. We're going to be joined by Doug Larson, who is the co-founder and president of El Dorado Natural Spring Water, and we'll talk to him about the bottled water industry, which is something that we all...
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Hey, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Now, picture this. You're on the phone with a client or a customer, and you're trying to explain something visual. I don't know, a document, a spreadsheet, a PowerPoint presentation. That happens all the time, right? But it can be so frustrating because they can't see. Well, I mean, and now you would be seeing a slide with a graph. I mean, that's not going to work unless you use GoToMeeting. An online meeting with GoToMeeting is just like in person. You set up a meeting in advance or on the fly, even while you're talking to them. It's so easy. You just click the mouse. They get an invite. They click that link or they log on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting number, and boom, they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. You could show them what you're talking about. Turns that boring conference call into something that's really productive. Look, try it free for the next 30 days. I think you'll agree. That's a month of unlimited online meetings, absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now, or go to GoToMeeting.com and click that orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is WebRadio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio. Or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting.com.
It's right down with words like eye shy and other things where you hate to go to the dentist. You absolutely cannot stand to go to the dentist. And maybe you feel embarrassed by your lack of a smile. Maybe you feel limited by your dentures. Maybe they don't quite fit right. Maybe they're uncomfortable. Whatever it is that you have with dental issues, you may be in dental denial. And I found a way out of that. It's Dr. Barrett's, because Barrett's Dental is really a unique place. And by the way, you talk about good stocking stuffers. Hey, gift certificates from Barrett's Dental is the way to go. He's an amazing, amazing dentist. Has worked on me, has worked on Craig Silverman. I talked to Craig about it for a long, long time. He's worked on a lot of folks, and he's rated as one of the top dentists in America. And you know what? You want to find out why he's rated so high? Go check him out. Those bionic teeth at Barrett's Dental are actually stronger than the original teeth. No more choosing what you can and can't eat because of your teeth and polygrip and all of those issues. And if you've got other dental problems, too, and suffer from dental denial, this is the guy to go to. He will help you get a drop-dead gorgeous smile. So if you want to eat apples and carrots, then it's simple. You go see Dr. Barrett's. He's my doc, and he ought to be yours, too. 303-595-4994. That's 303-595-4994. Schedule a free consultation. Check out Barrett's Dental online. Let me get the spelling of that. B-A-R-O-T-Z. Check out Barrett's Dental online at barrettsdental.com or call them at 303-595-4994. And I'm telling you, there is nobody better than Dr. Barrett's. The number one more time, 303-595-4994.
Don't miss the Toys R Us Power Play Sale. The greatest prices on the hottest toys for the whole family. Plenty of gifts for the girls, like the Hannah Montana Closet Playset, only $24.99. And the largest selection of Leapfrog, with savings of $20 on any Leapfrog purchase of $75 or more. Plus the best selection of boys' gifts, like the Star Wars Assault Vehicle, only $19.99. Toys R Us has the toys to inspire your child's imagination. Toys R Us, time for childhood. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
We are launching the first All I Want for Christmas contest.
My name is Jesse Armstrong. What I want for Christmas is a husband for my mom.
His heart was in the right place.
I think we got a winner.
Now, his mom will have a holiday she'll never forget.
Jesse!
And the search for the perfect gift is on.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hello, what's up?
Hello, baby.
Gail O'Grady and Jimmy Jacks Pinchak. All I Want for Christmas premieres this Saturday night at 9, 8 Central. Only on Hallmark Channel.
Discussion and disagreement. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk, 832. 32 minutes past the hour. High today around 40. Blue skies out here now, but it's supposed to be mostly cloudy today. All right, coming up, everything you wanted to know about bottled water. And listen, there's not any of us in this world that don't drink bottled water. I mean, I'll bet you even Gina drinks bottled water. And speaking of Gina, don't you drink bottled water, Gina?
Tons of it.
Yeah, we all do. All right, speaking of Gina, we'll check out traffic, and everybody has had to pick up on the daily grind this morning and head back to work. How's it been?
Not too bad, although we are seeing some crash activity 6th and Ash, so just watch out for that. That's just east of Colorado Boulevard. Westbound I-76, they're still trying to move one off the highway there near Sheridan. And northbound I-25, we had a crash north of Surrey, so we've had some considerable delays getting out of Castle Rock for the last half hour or so. You'll find that stretching to Founders Parkway. Weather outlook today, expect some morning clouds, but it's clearing out by this afternoon. We'll get a high of 42. Right now, overcast 27. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get a head start on your holiday greeting cards at King Soopers. Choose from more than 100 great designs starting at 29 cents each.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. 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 Best used car prices anywhere.
Hey, it's Ty Pennington. You know, I love to grant wishes. The bigger, the better. And the biggest thing I know of this holiday is Sears Wishing Hours. This Monday and Tuesday only, from 4 p.m. to close, get 75% off the Craftsman Cordless Impact Screwdriver, just $9.99. And go online to Sears.com/wishes for future exclusive offers just for you. That's Sears Wishing Hours, Mondays and Tuesdays. Don't just give a gift, grant a wish.
Exclusions apply. See store for details. Prices may vary in Puerto Rico, Alaska, and Hawaii. Offer valid 11/26/07 through 11/27/07.
Seasons may come and go, but my allergies are here to stay. That's why I'm Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my outdoor allergies, and I discovered it relieves my indoor allergies too, whether it's dust, mold, or even my dog Rex. Claritin clears the way, relieving my worst indoor allergy symptoms. Only non-drowsy Claritin is proven to make me alert and focused so I can think more clearly, because when I'm alert, I'm at my best. 24-hour non-drowsy Claritin. Live Claritin Clear, indoors and out.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested.
They've got it. Maybe you need a truck for your business. Maybe you need a car for your business. Maybe you need a car for somebody in the family. Maybe you need a car for yourself. Rockies has got you covered. They have a matching down incentive, and they've also got numerous ways to finance, too. And people who are willing to go the extra mile for you and work with you, like Marv Alshear and Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays and so many others out there who make sure that you're well taken care of. Why? Because they know that in the long run, if you walk away happy, then you'll tell five people, they'll tell five people, and that's how Rockies does so well, because they do it with repeat business. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com, or get out there and see them. They're open tonight until 9, because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So if you want to get a new vehicle to stuff in your stocking, there's no better place to go than Rockies Autos. And happy holidays from all the folks at Rockies. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Celebrate the season with the Denver Gay Men's Chorus Holiday Concert in Boulder, Sunday, December 2nd. Tickets are available at any King Superstore, online at dgmc.org, or by calling Tickets West at 1-866-464-2626.
Tonight on 9 News. 3 years ago, 9 News exposed the horrible treatment of children at 5 Colorado dental clinics. Our investigation changed the law here, but not everywhere. Children are still being put in restraints for dental treatment.
Obviously, that's unethical.
Parents are still separated from their children during procedures.
Their scream is terrifying.
Who's responsible for this? A clinic here in Colorado. The 9 Wants to Know investigation, tonight on 9 News at 10.
Hi, I'm Maggie May. Come join me right here on Saturday afternoons at 1:30 for design and decorating tips. And together we'll explore interiors that satisfy the soul. Visit MaggieMay.net. That's MAE.NET.
Good morning, 8:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. High today, going to be around 40 under mostly cloudy skies. Christy Harvey and I, a couple of weeks ago, were speculating about bottled water. I'm amazed, actually, that if you had said to somebody 30, 40 years ago, although I do remember as a kid, I do remember that there was bottled water in offices because maybe they didn't have drinking fountains in the hallways, but that you would buy water by the bottle, I think people would have been shocked. But we've reached a point now in this country where everybody I know drinks bottled water, and we got into a debate about, not a debate, a discussion about bottled water and about where the water comes from and about recycling the plastic bottles. And I got an email from Doug Larson. Now, he's the co-founder and president of El Dorado Natural Spring Water, which is good stuff. I mean, I drink it. And his responsibilities include corporate strategy and administration of all the operating activities at El Dorado. So when I got the email from him, I thought, yeah, let's put him on, and we can ask him a bunch of questions. So here's Doug Larson. Doug, good morning, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, first of all, not all bottled water is the same, right? I mean, because...
Well, not to my knowledge.
No. No, but you know what I'm talking about, that they have discovered that some companies, which will remain nameless, that basically what they're doing is they're purifying tap water, right?
That's correct. The market's split about 50-50, spring water versus purified municipal source water.
Okay, spring water means that you get it, you bottle it from a source, which is a spring, right?
Correct, uh-huh. There's actual FDA regulations on the labeling and definitions with respect to what you can call what type of water. So spring water actually has to come from a spring. And then there's also different definitions of spring water, natural spring water versus just spring water.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's figure out what this means. What is the difference between natural spring water, which is what you guys are, and then just regular spring water?
Well, a natural spring water is one that is not subsequently purified, so it still has its natural mineralogical components in it. Spring water source, if you're making a purified water, you can purify a water from a spring and still call it spring water. But it wouldn't say the word natural on the label, so that's one of the key identifiers.
Okay, and when you make regular spring water, not natural spring water, you're stripping out all of that, right? You're stripping out all the minerals and things in it?
Essentially. Or you're trying to, you blend it with something, or, you know, there's a lot of different processes people use throughout the world to manufacture a quality drinking water.
Okay, now, with yours, you collect it at the spring point, right?
Correct, uh-huh.
And then describe to us how it's processed after that.
Well, in our situation, the springs are at El Dorado Springs, which is about a mile and a half south of Boulder at the mouth of the El Dorado Canyon. And the water there we collect and transport to our bottling plant in Louisville in stainless steel tanker trucks. We run it through a series of screen filters to make sure that, you know, nothing's gotten in the truck or anything of that sort. We also run it through a series of micron filters that would screen out any, you know, cryptosporidium and stuff like that, which is a surface contaminant, so you really don't have to worry about that in spring waters that are from underground anyways. And then we pass it through an ultraviolet light, which we use as our sanitation method. A lot of companies, well, most bottled waters actually inject ozone into the finished product to have that as their sanitizer. But we don't like ozone in our water.
I always thought the water was boiled first.
That would be a distilled water, which is another definition under the FDA labeling. If you boil it and collect the steam and then condense the steam back to water, that would be a distilled water product. So you see that on the shelf a lot also.
Yeah, and distilled water has a distinctively different taste.
Yes, it does. It tastes pretty flat in my book, but, you know, everybody's got a different taste, which is why there's so many different varieties out there.
Yeah, and now the latest thing, it's not the latest thing, it's been out for a while, but I see more and more people running around with this too. Vitamin water. Do you guys do vitamin water?
We just recently started doing a vitamin water. Our version is... uses organic ingredients, and organic cane sugar is the sweetener. It's fortified with C and B vitamins, and we manufacture it using our natural spring water. So it contains the natural calcium, potassium, and things, minerals like that, that are in our spring water naturally. So, you know, it's fun. It's something different and new for us, and It just adds a little more variety to your daily work life.
Well, I got to have it every once in a while because drinking straight water all the time you want some variety. It's 8:43, 43 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Doug Larson is with us, co-founder and president of Eldorado Natural Spring Water. All right, what about this objection that people have about the bottles? Like, the bottles are hard to recycle.
Well, I've never heard of them being hard to recycle. It seems to be more of a lack of commitment. And the big complaint that I hear is so many of them end up in the landfills, and therefore they're real slow to decompose. A number of states, I don't believe Colorado's one of them, but a number of states have a bottle deposit, just like the old soda pop bottles used to, when I was a kid. And it seems to me that should be some kind of incentive for people to recycle them because they get their money back on them. So
yeah, California, I think, has like either a nickel or something like that. You can get a nickel deposit on every bottle.
Right, they do. And, a lot of the publicity on this bottle recycle whatever problem has come out of San Francisco with the mayor's proclamation that banned bottled water from their city offices, which was kind of strange.
Well, I mean, wait a minute. If they banned bottled water from their city offices, that means I got to... Okay, maybe there's nothing wrong with this, but after I got to Cryptosporidium in Milwaukee, now I have an aversion to this. That means I got to go to the drinking fountain.
Right. Were you in Milwaukee at the time of that?
Oh, yeah, and I got sick from it, too.
Wow. There's a good study that was done years ago, about 10 years ago, in expose writing a several-piece story in the Washington Post. And in that, they interviewed people from the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta about all the different sources of illness caused by tap water in America. So,
I'll take a shower in it. I'll wash the dishes with it. I'll even brush my teeth with it. But drinking it on a consistent basis, and maybe I'm nuts, but drinking on a consistent basis, I'm just scared to do that.
Well, that's why there's a bottled water industry. And, I feel the same way, and millions of other people are starting to believe the same thing.
But if I told you 30 years ago, though, that this would be a big issue, the bottled water would be a big thing, would you have believed that 30 years ago?
30 years ago, probably not, but we started our business 25 years ago.
Okay, all right. So I screwed that up. Okay, so 40 years ago.
40 years ago, the only bottled water I'm familiar with seeing at that time was the distilled water in the jugs at the grocery store that people used to fill their steam irons and batteries with.
Right, exactly. I mean, most people, if I'd walked up to somebody 40 years ago and said, hey, one of these days, you're going to pay for a bottle of clean water. They would have looked at me like I was nuts. Of course, then again, they would have looked at me like I was nuts if I said you were going to pay close to $3 a gallon for gasoline, too. Right?
That's true. Gasoline was, 24 cents a gallon then or something?
Yeah, something like that. Well, in 1973, I believe it was 58 cents a gallon.
Right.
I got to ask you this. How in the world do you get into the bottled water industry? How did you end up in the bottled water industry?
Basically, I was too dumb to be an engineer.
No, but when you were growing up, I mean, or you were in college or whatever the case was, I mean, you didn't sit there and say, well, someday I'm going to, be the co-founder of a bottled water company. I mean, how did this happen?
We were sitting at one of my partner's houses one night, and he had just signed up for bottled water delivery from what's now one of our chief competitors. And we were marveling at, this great thing that water tasted better than tap water. And we thought, wow, we can do this. And so we looked around for a spring water, and the one spring that we found that was great quality was a mile away. So we decided, let's give it a shot.
What about the idea that there should be more regulation of what's sold so that people know, for instance, that with yours, well, you say it in the title, but that people know, for instance, that you're dealing with natural spring water and that company X is selling regular tap water and maybe trying to misrepresented as something that it's not.
Well, I'm in favor of the truth in labeling laws, and you know it's a misnomer that people always construe something as tap water, and there's a lot more to it than just running it out of the tap and into a bottle. You do have to. Most companies run it through a reverse osmosis purification system, and some companies then even add minerals back to it to put some kind of taste back to the water. But the labeling laws were agreed to and lobbied by our trade association, which we're not members of. Primarily, the larger companies are the members of that. And they worked with Congress several years back to get the truth in labeling law on the books. And some of the laws are maybe a little loosely defined and could probably be a little more stringent, but you know, when it says purified water on the label, you're pretty much assured that it's from a municipal source, but that it's been purified using reverse osmosis or some kind of deionization process.
Okay. With this whole thing about bottled water, you guys are a Colorado-owned and operated company, which means jobs in Colorado, correct?
That's correct, and that's the really nice thing about the bottled water industry is, with the exception of a few of the high-priced imported, you know, fashion brands, I would guess you would call them, most bottled water is too heavy to transport to be price competitive. So it is a regionalized and a localized industry, and the jobs do remain at home. That's a good thing about it.
Yeah, that is great. All right, if people want to sign up for El Dorado, they can do it online, right? Or do they call this number 303-604-3000?
That would be a good number, or online, like you said, at eldoradosprings.com. Or they can buy it already packaged in the local stores. We're in most of them. And, you know, it's a lot of fun, and we hope people choose our brand just because we're not made by Coke or Pepsi.
Well, listen, you were interested enough to send me an email. You were interested enough to get on the show. You were interested enough to want to get on here and talk about your product and talk about the differences in all these bottled waters and how they stack up. So I think that says something about you. And I drink your water and love it. And I appreciate you listening to the show. I appreciate you getting in touch with me. I really do.
Well, it's a great show. And being on after a gentleman like David Sirota is almost too good to be true.
Well, he's probably listening. So
he goes into the, you know, the hostile takeover and corporate America stuff. And
well, he'll send you a copy of his book for some water, I'm sure.
Oh, I can probably find a way to do that.
I'll give you his email.
I've already got it.
All right. Thank you so much for being on the program. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you, and I'll get in touch with you and get you a tour here.
Yeah, because I want to come see.
No problem. Be happy.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, I've often wondered about the difference between bottled water, and I hope you have too, and I definitely want to go out there and see the plant too and see how all this stuff's done. I mean, good Lord, we drink enough bottled water. We ought to make informed decisions about what kind of bottled water we drink. Doug Larson, who is the co-founder and president of El Dorado Natural Spring Water, AM 760, Progressive Talk, 851, 51 minutes. Boy, he's a nice guy, isn't he, John? Yeah, 851, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's commence open phones now. Am I free? Yes, I'm free. I'm free! Okay, Mr. Humphreys on Are You Being Served? 8:52, 52 minutes after the hour. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. We'll do it here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And here's Gina with traffic.
So dealing with some collision delays, westbound I-76 in the Arvada area right near Sheridan, and northbound I-25 was stacked up between Founders Parkway and Surrey Ridge. So be aware of that. Give yourself extra time if you're coming out of Castle Rock. Also had problems at 6th and Ash and a two-vehicle crash at 26th and Lawrence. Weather outlook, expect these morning clouds to move out by this afternoon. We should have partly cloudy skies, a high near 42, low tonight of 22. Right now, it's overcast and 27. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Stop into a Sonic drive-in for a real breakfast today. Sonic's Steak, Bacon, and Egg Burrito, a complete steak and egg breakfast.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi,
I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Hey, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. I'm sure you've heard about remote access technology. The problem is, you know, like a lot of people, you probably think you need to be a tech whiz to figure it out. Well, no, I got good news for you. With GoToMyPC, remote access has never been so easy. Now you can easily access your PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. The setup is completely automatic. It just takes a couple of minutes. And then from any other computer, you log on to GoToMyPC.com. Use your secure username and password, and boom, your PC desktop instantly appears. You're working on your office PC, but you're not in the office. You're in your living room or a hotel room in New York, an internet cafe in Paris. It's just like you're in the office, but the best part is you're not. I want you to try it free for 30 days with unlimited use. For this special offer, just click the web banner on your player right now or visit GoToMyPC.com. Click the Try It Free button and enter the promo code WebRadio. That's GoToMyPC. It's so easy to use and set up. It just takes minutes. That's GoToMyPC.com, promo WebRadio. Try GoToMyPC free today. You're going to love it.
If you're a man over 60 who feels like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year and are interested in improving your health, call the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Science Center to learn about a new study. They're recruiting healthy men 60 years and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health and function. As men age, their body produces less testosterone. This can lead to decreased energy levels, reduced sex drive, the loss of vital muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory tests, physical examinations, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call today, 720-848-6399.
Hey, don't ruin your credit with bankruptcy or so-called credit counseling. Call 303-423-7171. And by the way, they're open evenings until 8. 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Oh. Whoa, what's with you?
You know the back taxes we owe the IRS?
How could I forget?
Congress just passed a $4.5 billion budget for IRS enforcement.
What?
Honey, they're targeting small business owners, people who are self-employed or owe more than $10,000 to the IRS.
But that's us!
Oh, it gets worse. They're going to place levies or liens on more than 4 million taxpayers this year. We'll probably be one of them.
Bob, it'll wipe us out. We don't have the money to pay them yet. What are we going to do?
If you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, or haven't filed tax returns, don't go it alone and don't wait. Call Effectur at 1-800-300-3992. Effectur is a national firm that specializes in resolving IRS and state tax debts. We deal with the IRS so you don't have to. Before the IRS finds you, call for your free confidential settlement analysis. Call 1-800-300-3992. 1-800-300-3992. That's 1-800-300-3992.
Six minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, bulking up and getting it on without the use of one human growth hormone.
I'm free to do what I want.
Ooh, a little Jagger? Yeah. All right, it's open phones. Let's go to Andy in Denver. Andy, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, I can't believe this. I got right on. Well, I wanted to throw this at you. I bought this cell phone just so I could get in. Every morning, I'm a truck driver, and I drive back and forth up and down to Denver. And all day long, I listen to you, and I have to bite my lip at the time because I want to talk. And I actually went out and got a cell phone just so I could get on the line. You'd hear from me way too often. But now I was going to throw this drug thing out. Back when you were talking originally, a lot of the reason as we get older, the drugs and the alcohol come to a distinct halt is they drug. If you want a job that pays over $10 an hour, they urine test you. You're drug tested.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And so if you want any, and marijuana stays in your system 30, 45 days. So if you do anything, you're terrified. Being a truck driver, if they drug test you and you come up dirty, it stays on your driver's license for life. You're done.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you can drink and get away with it, but you can't do it when it comes to drugs, and you're right about that. And I have mixed feelings about drug testing. Sometimes I feel like it's an invasion of your personal privacy. Sometimes I feel that it's something that you need to do, especially when you got people like yourself and others who are operating trucks and trains and things like that. Hey, Andy, call me again. I got to go get some news. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
See you later, my friend.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Truck easy.
What issues are important to you?
I want security, but I don't want my privacy invaded.
I want clean air and clean water for my community.
Why is Bush trying to colonize the world?
I don't want to be treated like a terrorist at the airport.
And that's why I listen to it.
I listen to
AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Based off of excellent credit, 80% loan to value, with $300,000 loan amount.
We're the solution for your mortgage needs. The Mortgage Authority.
Are you looking to refinance or purchase a new home? Do you have an arm that is adjusting or is about to adjust? Call the Mortgage Authority today for their no-closing-cost loan options. Why pay for upfront costs and unnecessary fees? The Mortgage Authority is currently offering no-closing-cost loan options along with other solutions to your home financing needs. Pick up the phone and call the Mortgage Authority today at 877-TMA-TMA1 and have one of their loan experts design a loan for you. Call now and ask about their no-closing-cost loan options. Call a company you can trust, the Mortgage Authority. Call Colorado's Home Loan Authority at 877-TMA-TMA-1. That's 877-TMA-TMA-1 or on the web at tmauthority.com.
Your source for home loan solutions, the Mortgage Authority.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Can the U.S. prod Israel and the Palestinians back to the peace negotiating table? Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, how high are the expectations ahead of this week's Annapolis conference?
Well, Nick, President Bush just told reporters he is optimistic about peace prospects. He hopes the Annapolis summit will lead to formal peace talks. But with stubborn issues on the table, including Palestinian borders and the status of Jerusalem, Press Secretary Dana Perino reemphasized that Annapolis won't be the scene of any final agreement. The president spoke just moments ago as he started meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Olmert. He'll confer with Palestinian leader Abbas later today. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
This is another crucial day for retailers in the holiday shopping season. This time it's e-tail sales. Cyber Monday, one of the biggest online shopping days of the year. Now, sales are predicted this year to hit $700 million, but Patrick Byrne of Overstock.com says that number could go higher.
We've been in business, I think, seven Christmases, and in six of them, the tsunami hit. And we actually, you know, it hit bigger and harder than we even expected.
And an estimate of a different kind, the outplacement firm of Challenger Grade Christmas says cyber shopping will cost employers $489 million in lost productivity. Well, the neighbors are stunned.
I can't believe... Or I don't want to believe that any woman could kill her children.
The reaction to the arrest of Kimberly Traynor of Spring, Texas, and her husband in connection with the death of a child. Authorities called Baby Grace when her remains washed ashore near Galveston last month. Police believe DNA test results will confirm that the body is that of 2-year-old Riley Ann Sawyers, Traynor's daughter. The formal announcement is expected in an hour. The Republicans' number two man in the Senate, Mississippi's Trent Lott, is resigning by the end of the year. Congressional official says Lott wants to pursue opportunities outside of government. But CBS News political consultant Mark Gurr says he can't understand the timing.
This is an absolute stunner to me, especially in light of the fact that here we have Trent Lott, who was deposed as Republican leader years ago and didn't resign then.
Lott was re-elected to a fourth term last year. An NFL star is fighting for his life in a Miami hospital. Washington safety Sean Taylor was shot at his Florida home. Alvaro Zabaleta is with the Miami-Dade PD.
He was airlifted over to Ryder Trauma Center and is listed in critical condition.
This is the day striking movie and TV writers go back to the bargaining table with producers, hoping to settle a walkout that began earlier this month. CBS's Steve Futterman has more.
The strike is having an impact both on the film and TV industry and the local economy. Many weekly shows and films have had to halt production, and if the strike goes on a few more weeks, one report says it could cost the local economy $21 million a day.
And checking Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is off 31 points and the NASDAQ is down 8. This is CBS News.
Hey, it's Ty Pennington. This holiday, I'm all about granting wishes. Now, a spare tire is something most people aren't wishing for this time of year. But how about a brand new set of tires from Sears Auto Centers? This week, it's the biggest tire sale of the year, with unbeatable prices on brands like Michelin, Goodyear, and BF Goodrich. In fact, Sears Auto Centers has all kinds of goodies for anyone who has a car, which makes it the perfect vehicle for granting wishes. So get your holiday rolling with a huge tire sale at Sears. And don't just give a gift, grant a wish.
Exclusions and restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 12-107.
Bob's Big and Tall, things that are small. Newbie knows the way to millions of destinations. The slim, trim Garmin Newbie.
Turn left on Holly Lane.
Give a Garmin. Find the Newbie that fits you at Garmin.com or your favorite retailer.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Colorado retailers got the holiday season off to a strong start this weekend. A research group found total sales rose better than 7% in the past several days compared with the same post-Thanksgiving period a year ago.
I spent $1,064.
I have a budget. My wife probably won't stick to that budget.
Big question now, will those shoppers keep spending? Denver Congresswoman Diana DeGette expected to officially endorse a presidential candidate later today. The big question is who. Colorado Dem will join the candidate's campaign as a key health advisor as soon as we find out which campaign that will be. In Aspen, the locals are praying to the Norse ski god Ullr in hopes of bringing some of the white stuff. Now, last year, Canada's Whistler Ski Resort did that, and they got the most snow they've had in 30 years. In sports, the Broncos should have been praying to somebody.
It's crunch time, and it's time to make plays in the end. You got to make them. What you do before that doesn't matter.
Yeah, blowing a 2-TD lead. Denver lost in overtime to the Bears in Chicago, 37-34. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, back to normal for traffic for the most part. Really not going to have any major issues. Just a crash they were clearing. Remnants of it was on I-76 near Sheridan. Northbound I-25 was still pretty heavy between Founders Parkway and Surrey Ridge. Again, that was due to an earlier wreck that is now out of the way. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect these morning clouds.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one. Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame them? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-764-9869. 1-800-764-9869. 1-800-764-9869.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-224-1391. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-224-1391. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-224-1391. 1-800-224-1391.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Okay, are you ready? Does everybody have it? Here it is. JSTEG1@tmo.blackberry.net. That's JSTEG1@tmo.blackberry.net. If you want to email Jeff and you want to react to his reasoning here about the reason that Denver has this drinking reputation is because there are too many liberals, Indians, and Hispanics, then you can email him. And I am going to put this up on the website because this is one of the, I get some emails from people who are obviously have problems. But Jeff's obviously really got a problem. So it's JSTEG1@tmo.blackberry.net. So if you want to email him and you want to tell him what you think about him, you can go ahead and do it. And John, I'm gonna forward this email to you right now, and I want you to put this up on the website, and leave his email address in here. I don't think I've ever done this before, but in this guy's case, I'm going to do it because he just doesn't get it. He doesn't get it that you don't like the show, you don't like what goes on, then you know what? Do us a favor and just don't listen. Just go away. No one's going to miss you. Really. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. I still never got an answer to my question, which I asked earlier this morning. Okay, were you out on Black Friday? That's number one. And number two, How's your holiday spending this year? Spending the same, spending less, or spending more? And there's a Reuters poll out that indicates that Americans enter the holiday season in a dark mood with economic worries, security fears, and a lack of confidence in government fueling growing pessimism, according to a Reuters Zogby poll released the middle of last week. The Reuters Zogby Index, which measures the mood of the country, fell for the third consecutive month, dropping from 96 in October to 94.9 on a new growth in the number of Americans dissatisfied with the economy and pessimistic about the future. Well, how can you be optimistic about anything when we're living in a society, and we've talked about this numerous times, where you're constantly being scared all the time? I mean, somebody's telling you the boogeyman is coming to get you. All right, let's go to Mark in Winnipeg. Mark, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. You know, I've emailed you a couple of times. I'm calling from Winnipeg, Canada.
Hmm.
So I just thought you're coming in this morning. It's a long way from you, but I just want to say hi and tell you when I do get your show, I appreciate it. Really like Dave Sirota.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I check his blog frequently, and That's about it. I get, you know, the only other thing I would say about the, about NAFTA and Mexicans is why people can't understand that if life was better in Mexico, they, those people wouldn't risk their lives coming across deserts and starving to death and getting shot and then living like hunted dogs and rats. And they would stay in Mexico if they could get a job there. But you can't, if you try to form a union there, the union organizers are in danger of being killed. They don't have any rights at all as a laborer down there. So the way to stop them from coming across is to make their lives better there by passing trade agreements that require enforcement of labor rights and that sort of thing. It's obvious to me.
Well, it sounds simple to you, and it sounds simple to me, and I would agree with you, but apparently this is like a really hard thing to get people to acknowledge or to understand. And apparently they just don't want to accept it. They think that the better way to do it is to do what Jeff in Fort Collins does, which is to vilify Hispanics. I mean, I guess that's what there are a lot of people out there, unfortunately, that fall into his category. I'm not saying that everybody none of us are for illegal immigration. We're all for legal immigration.
Right.
I think the difference is that you and I want to solve it in a different manner than the rest of these demagogues out here who keep screaming about building walls and, rounding people up and all this crap.
Well, who wants to leave their own country to go work in a foreign land and be treated like dirt? I mean, they do it because their lives down there are horrendous. I've been to Mexico, man. There's people living in houses with dirt floors, no running water. They wash their clothes in the stream. It's awful there.
Yeah. I agree, but listen, you're sitting in Canada, and you're listening here, and you're observing the dialogue, and you're listening to what's going on. Maybe you can tell me what the key is to try to get this point across to people.
I'll tell you the truth. I find, and I listen to American radio every day, and Americans, for the most part, and I really like lots of things about it. It's a great country, but they're not interested in anything outside the boundaries of the United States. I mean, it just doesn't, just don't care about it. You know, what's going on in Mexico? Well, if you say, do a Marshall Plan for Mexico, raise them up, and then they won't want to come to the United States. Well, people will say, well, we don't. Why should I help Mexico? They just don't. Americans have got to look outside their own country. I mean, like George Bush, what is he the guy that had never been outside the United States till he became president? I mean, that's mind-boggling.
It is. Well, it is mind-boggling, and it's mind-boggling that most people feel the way they do. And yeah, we're egocentric. There's no question about it. We think everything revolves around us, and we don't give a damn one way or the other how anybody else in the world lives. We just don't care. I think you're right about that, and what we have to realize is this is the age of globalization, so we better start caring because it's hurting all of us. I mean, it's hurting you guys in Canada. It's hurting us. It's hurting Mexico. And you're right. It's a way to solve the problem, but it's virtually impossible to get some of these people to see this problem. Mark, thank you, man.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
Nice to talk to you. Appreciate
it. Okay, bye.
All right, well, there's an outsider's opinion about what's going on. Here's Rick and Greeley. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you? I'm talking on my Bluetooth in my car, so I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you loud and clear, man. You're coming in real good.
Fantastic. Jay, I heard the guy about the crazy bugger about the drunks in Denver. You know, I've lived in several large cities, and Denver is no worse and no better, certainly, but no worse than most large cities in this country with regard to that. Heck, I worked my way through college as a bartender. And, you know, things really haven't changed that much. I think we have more people, so we have more volume in the bars, but it's an accepted way of life. And, you know, if you want to see a really bad city for drinking and all the bars, go to Washington, D.C.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that. The only thing that this study points out, and they went to the Center for Disease Control, they went to the FBI, they went to a whole bunch of sources, is that we came in number one as far as drinking goes, and that, which I was shocked about this, that Colorado Springs came in number three. I mean, what's going on down there, man? I mean, I guess they're praising the Lord on Wednesday, and then hitting the bars and getting smashed on Friday and Saturday, or it's because they got a large military base down there. And I don't think drinking is a negative, but I think it can be a negative if you indulge too much in it.
Exactly. You know, maybe it's a sacrificial wine that they're using.
That reminds that movie. Now I can't think of the movie where Robert De Niro plays the Catholic priest, and he says to one of the altar boys, "Too much wine in the chalice today, Mr. Toomey." I can't think of True Confessions was the movie, but
right, he and
yeah, which is one of my favorite films. But I don't know why we are. I don't know why we come in first. I don't know what the answer is, and I sure as heck don't know what the answer is to Colorado Springs.
Well, you know, it certainly isn't all the liberals in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's all the liberals down there that are hitting the bottle, right? Because they feel repressed. You're the best, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Jay. Have a great day.
All right, we'll see you. Yeah, all the liberals down there feel repressed. 303-713-7600. By the way, if you want to send Jeff from Fort Collins an email and comment about his racist email that he sent me, go to am760.net, and the email is right there. And go to the Jay Marvin Show page, and you can see the email, and it's in the top right, and you can respond to Jeff in Fort Collins, who thinks that the drinking problem here in Denver is there's too many liberals, too many Indians, and too many Hispanics. Which I take that to mean he wants to live in a white conservative society only, and I personally would be bored, but then again, maybe Jeff doesn't have a big enough brain to be bored. Maybe he's entertained by simple things. 919, 19 minutes.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hey, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Now, picture this. You're on the phone with a client or a customer, and you're trying to explain something visual. I don't know, a document, a spreadsheet, a PowerPoint presentation. That happens all the time, right? But it can be so frustrating because they can't see. Well, I mean, and now you would be seeing a slide with a graph. I mean, that's not going to work unless you use GoToMeeting. An online meeting with GoToMeeting is just like in person. You set up a meeting in advance or on the fly, even while you're talking to them. It's so easy. You just click the mouse. They get an invite. They click that link or they log on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting number, and boom, they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. You could show them what you're talking about. Turns that boring conference call into something that's really productive. Look, try it free for the next 30 days. I think you'll agree. That's a month of unlimited online meetings, absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now, or go to GoToMeeting.com and click that orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is WebRadio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio. Or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting.com.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
A car for somebody in your family. Maybe you need something good for yourself. Rocky's got a huge selection, gas zippers to everything you can think of, from Volkswagen to Saab to Honda to Toyota to Nissan, Dodge, Ford, Chevy. They've got vets out there, BMWs, Mercedes. The list is just huge. And great folks to deal with, too. Start with my friend Marvin Alshear, and there's Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays, and just a lot of other people, too, to deal with out there. Over 100 employees that are dedicated to making your experience a good one. Rocky's Autos, check them out on the internets at rockysautos.com, or get out there and see them. They're open tonight until 9, because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Happy holidays from everybody at Rocky's. Family-owned and operated since 1982, and you can become a member of the Rockies family. Rockies, I wouldn't recommend you go anyplace else, because they're number one in my book and have been for well over a decade. Rockies at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Tired of working at a dead-end job? How would you like to work from home, be your own boss, and have unlimited wealth potential? We're Gemini Technologies, a fast-growing company introducing an exciting new line of GPS tracking devices in your area. We're currently seeking energetic, self-motivated individuals who can work out of their own home, full or part-time. Our products target the rapidly expanding markets of personal security, elderly care, and asset tracking. You can earn loads of extra cash working just a few hours a day, earning generous commissions and residual sales. And there's no direct sales involved. That's right, no direct sales. Call now for information on how you can become a distributor. But you must call now while territories are still available.
Call 1-888-220-9280. That's 888-220-9280. Call now, 1-888-220-9280. Again, 888-220-9280.
Minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly cloudy, high today of around 40. And if you want to respond to Jeff's Fort Collins racist email, go to am760.net. You can see the email, and plus you can also see his email address, and then you can respond to him if you want to. Otherwise, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Russ in Littleton. Russ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
Hey, thanks, man. Hey, well, a couple of them. The first one, since you had open phones, is I wanted to give you my pet conspiracy theory. I don't know if you remember, I called up and gave you the fear that I had last year that the Republicans had rigged the election so that, you know, they would always win.
Right.
And, you know, obviously, I mean, I called you back up and apologized and said, well, I was wrong. Clearly the Democrats won, but it got me thinking about it, and I thought, you know, how naive of me to think that, you know, if somebody was in power like that, that they would do something as obvious and simple as, you know, put one party in power forever. It would make a lot more sense to simply infiltrate both parties and corrupt them both, so that basically what I think what I fear is happening is that we're living in what I call democratic fascism, where they have taken over both parties, and you can vote for the candidate of your choice so long as you vote for the fascist candidate of your choice. And I mean that in the technical term, that, you know, both parties, Democratic and Republican, are owned and controlled by big corporate interests. And my fear is that the Democrats will win. They'll win the presidential election, and again, nothing big will happen. We'll have no sweeping election reforms or lobby reforms or health care reforms, and things will just keep going the way they've been going.
Yeah, I'm scared that that's going to happen too, but there are some Democrats who are involved who don't fall into that category, and they would have an easier time getting things done if they had a sizable majority to work with, as opposed to now, where we're held hostage by the GOP in the thin razor margin that's going on in the Senate. I ask myself about this every single day. There are only three guys that I know of. And I use guys because I don't, you know, women, maybe four, and maybe Diana to get. But there are only three that I'm really sure of, and that's Bill Ritter, Mark Udall, and Ed Perlmutter. And out of those, I don't know. I'm not sure about others, and I think that the best way for people to make decisions is they just have to go look through and look at people's voting records.
It's a tough one, and of course it brings up my next question for you, which is one that, you know, I'm not necessarily looking for an answer for right now, but just one to maybe think about, and that is, you know, are there any telltale signs that will let the people know in no uncertain terms that, you know, what I just outlined as a conspiracy has actually happened, where democracy really has broken down And no matter who we vote for, we're going to get, you know, a candidate that's controlled by giant corporate interests. Is there any, are there any like sure signs that this has happened so that people can know when it happens and take action and that kind of thing?
Okay, the best bet, the best thing for you to do is to go through and look at the donors to all of the major candidates and see who takes a lot of that money and who doesn't. That's the best way to do it.
That's a good start, no doubt about it. You know, and I also tend to think that, unfortunately, it's after the fact of, you know, are they going to live up to their campaign promises? You know, I was, just like you, so upset when, as soon as the Democrats got in, oh, impeachment's off the table, you know, and then just kind of basically rubber stamping every time Bush wants money for the war, you know, just give it to him. You know, and he gets, the guy gets everything he wants, it looks like. So my, you know, my feeling, like I say, is going to be that regardless of who the candidate is that gets in there, my prediction would be that we're not going to get any kind of meaningful campaign reform or lobby reform. We might get, you know, some health care reform, but I have a feeling that it's going to be they're going to say it's a huge reform when, in fact, it's very, very, very minor reform. That kind of thing. I think that's one of the strategies that they do is they say, oh,
all right, I'll tell you what. I'll meet you halfway on this deal.
Okay.
All right. I'm not prepared to believe what you're saying until I see who the nominee is from each party, and then we can sit down and we can go through and we can see where they got their campaign money and who contributed, and we should be able to draw conclusions from that. But right now, with the Iowa caucuses, what, 3-4 weeks away maybe? It's too soon in the process now to see what's going on and who might do it. Because, you know, Edwards and Kucinich, just to name two of them on the Democratic side, and I don't know about the Republican side, maybe Ron Paul, but I don't know, they're not taking any money from lobbyists. So let's see what comes up.
Terrific. Hey, it sounds good to me. I'll give you a call back after the presidential nominees have been whittled down to, you know, to one for each party, and we'll talk then. And then maybe we'll talk after the election in, say, about June of 2009 to see, you know, if the candidate that won is actually, you know, doing anything to live up to their campaign promises.
All right. Fair deal, Russ. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay. Let's go to Shiloh in Denver. Shiloh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm on my way to work, so I don't have a lot of time. But two things. One, I think I figured out why Colorado Springs came in number three for drinking. I used to live down there. My husband was ex-military. Mm. And in Colorado Springs, you got to figure, you have Peterson Air Force Base. You have the Fort Carson Army Base. You have the Air Force Academy, and you have NORAD. That's a lot of military guys.
Yeah, and they have a okay, and I'm not trying to say that they're any worse than anybody else, but I've lived in a lot of military towns,
yep.
And you know, you're in the military, and you're 25 years old, you're 24.
You're 21.
Or 21. You have a tendency to go out and whoop it up, right?
Yep, exactly. And especially with when you have a lot of guys, I mean, because they separate the guys and the girls, so you have a lot of, you know, tension going on between the two, and you can't really fool around. So what do? You go hit the bars with your buddies, and you drink, and you pick up chicks, and you show off your, you know, buff military self. So, yeah, I think that's part of the reason why. I mean, I've lived in a lot of military towns, and military personnel tend to drink a lot because there's not a lot that they can do aside from that.
Listen, when I lived in Del Rio, Texas, and there was Laughlin Air Force Base, the only thing to do in that town was to go over the border to Ciudad Acuña and get smashed. And if you got arrested over there, the only folks who got out of jail were those that were in the Air Force, because the van would come over and pick them up out of the Acuña jail. But the rest, and I never went to the Acuña jail, by the way, but anybody who's ever been in there would tell you that the conditions are hell. But nobody else would get out. And the deal is that, you're in that town. What is there to do? Like, Yep. Go to the movies? Well, how often can you do that?
I know. It's crazy. I mean, we were stationed up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And, you know, I can't even remember the name of the base right now. But that's all you did was you hunted, you fished, and you drank. That's it.
That,
that's
all there was to do. Right. Because there's nothing else to do, right?
Exactly. Because there's nothing else to do. So I'm sure, you know, that it's kind of like, it kind of goes a little bit hand in hand. You know, you're in the military, you're going to end up drinking because you're going to go out with all your buddies. So
yeah.
That's why I think Colorado Springs came in number three.
I think you could be, you know what, I think you could be right about this. Shiloh, thank you. I appreciate you calling. Have a good day at work.
Oh, wait. One other thing, and I would love for you to talk about this some morning because I listen to you every morning when I come into work on the way in. I would love for you to talk about the subject of school lunches for kids. I have two children, and I struggle with their weight constantly.
Oh, yeah.
My son told me the other day that they offer pizza every single day at school. He doesn't have options for healthy lunches. And I think it's a big growing concern across America, and I really think that it needs to be addressed and people need to really look at it seriously. There's a school up in, I believe, Minnesota that actually offers organic lunches for kids. They don't have any junk food. It's all fresh vegetables, fresh fruit. It's made right there on site. The stuff that I know my kids are eating, they're importing it from Taco Bell, Papa John's. They're actually serving them fast food for school lunch.
Yeah, that is a problem. And I'll tell you, even when you're an adult,
mm-hmm.
trying to lose weight can be very, very hard because of societal conditions. I'm not putting it off on you know, other people, but an example is, okay, so you're out at 11:30 in the morning, close to 12 noon, you get hungry, and you want to get something to eat, and you're surrounded by tons and tons of fast food places. Now, the good information is that some of these fast food places are going to more healthier fare and are making it easier. But by and large, still, you know, you're still seduced by all that stuff you're not supposed to eat. And we do have a problem in this society with childhood obesity. So, yeah, you know what? Let's look at that. Let's look at kids' food. And I think what we'll do is I think we'll get on here some morning and we'll open it up and see what parents have to say.
That would be fantastic because it's something that I'm very concerned about, and I'm actually trying to get all the information together. I'm a web and graphic designer, so I'm trying to get all of the information together and actually build a website to talk about this issue because, I mean, my son is, you know, he's got a very slow metabolism. He comes from a family that is chronically overweight, so, you know, he's sitting there with, like, 30 extra pounds that he doesn't need, and it's like I'm trying to encourage healthy eating, and I'm trying to encourage more exercise, and I'm defeated at the school.
Well,
that's where it comes down to, because he's eating junk because he doesn't have any other options.
How old is he?
He's 13. And then my daughter is 7, and she's got an extra 20 pounds on her, and she's very active. But I found out, you know, she's eating pizza every single day because they allow the children to make the choices. So they may offer something that might be a little bit better, but then they also offer the junk food. And what is a 7-year-old or a 13-year-old going to pick?
Yeah, they're going to take the junk food, and also the exercise thing is key. I mean, I got to go work out today at 2:30, and I'm already complaining about it and started complaining about it yesterday at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But listen, you know, the thing is, if I don't do it, well, and I'm in this battle to get, like, the last 30 pounds off that I need to lose, but I inch up if I don't do it. And you're right. You got to make the right decisions on eating, and you got to exercise, and you got to do all that stuff. And it's not easy to get a kid to do all that.
No, it's not. And my kids understand, you know, I'm very big on – I tried packing them lunches. But, of course, you know, they're just – it's hard to send a salad to school because by the time they get to eat it, it's wilted and gross, and, you know, I mean, and my kids love, you know, I've really encouraged that healthy eating. They're big on water. They're big on vegetables. They're big on fresh fruit. I would just like to be able to have that kind of support, knowing that I'm sending them to school, and they're going to be able to eat healthy there as well.
All right, we'll get into it some morning. We will,
cool.
I promise you.
Well, I am at work, so perfect timing. I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for calling.
Anytime. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, we should talk about that. And I'll tell you, can I mention a brand on the air? Okay, you know who makes really disgusting high-fat stuff? And I assume kids get this stuff because it's aimed at kids. John, do you give your kids this? Lunchables?
I have, yeah, but it's not something that's normally stocked. No.
God, have you ever looked at the back of the label on those babies?
I'm not a big label reader. I should be, Jay, but I'm not.
They have like the, what is it? They have that like that little nacho pack with little corn chips and that cheese.
You got cheese, a couple slices of meat, some crackers and cheese.
It's like 335 or, you know, 335 calories. You're going to blow 335 calories on that. And all the meat in there, like the ham and the chicken or the turkey or whatever, it's all processed. Like, it's like it's got water in it or something. I don't know, man. That's really some rough stuff right there.
When the when the label says pure white meat, you should probably just stay away from it. When it just calls itself meat.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh, here's a email from Jay at am760.net. I happen to ride the light rail home from work at the same time Bronco fans are coming home. I have never seen more white, well-to-do drunks in one place at one time, including an Ozzy Osbourne concert in my entire life. Yeah, there's nothing worse than drunk football fans. 9:38, 38 minutes after the hour. Open phones, 303-713-7600. And I lost Steve on line 3, who had this really compelling story about how the Iraq War hits close to home, and I don't. And he dropped off. So, Steve, if you're there, man, call back, because I'd love to put you on, and I'd love to hear what you have to say and talk about it. 938, Gino with traffic.
Pretty much back to normal around the metro area, although we've got one crash off the highway. Watch out for it, southbound Broadway at 6th. Looks like we're seeing some icy patches still in the high country over those summit passes, so definitely take it easy if you're headed that direction. Weather outlook today looks like these morning clouds turning to partly cloudy skies by this afternoon with a high near 42, right now 31. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and undergraduate completion for working professionals online.
How's your vehicle handle during last year's winter storms? Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Green Diamond Tires. Green Diamond Tires are a revolutionary new tire with thousands of carbide bits built into the treads. In adverse driving conditions, these tiny diamonds bite into the road, giving you more control and confidence, whether you're driving on ice or in the snow or even in clear conditions. These tires create safety for all seasons. Learn more about these revolutionary new tires and find a Green Diamond Tire retailer near you at greendiamondtire.com.
Hey, it's Ty Pennington. You know, I love to grant wishes. The bigger, the better. And the biggest thing I know of this holiday is Sears Wishing Hours. This Monday and Tuesday only, from 4 p.m. to close, get 75% off the Craftsman Cordless Impact Screwdriver, just $9.99. And go online to sears.com/wishes for future exclusive offers just for you. That's Sears Wishing Hours, Mondays and Tuesdays. Don't just give a gift, grant a wish.
Exclusions apply. See store for details. Prices may vary in Puerto Rico, Alaska, and Hawaii. Offer valid 11/26/07 through 11/27/07.
Odontoclinics. Our investigation changed the law here, but not everywhere. Children are still being put in restraints for dental treatment.
Obviously, that's unethical.
Parents are still separated from their children during procedures.
Their scream was terrifying.
Who's responsible for this? A clinic here in Colorado. The 9 Wants to Know investigation, tonight on 9 News at 10.
Somebody just died while you're listening to me. And that somebody is somebody's sister, brother, mom, dad, daughter, son, or friend. 450 people die a day, 19 an hour, from lung cancer. I'm Deborah Morosini, and I lost my sister, Dana Reeve, to lung cancer. Please help us save lives at the Bonnie J. Addario Lung Cancer Foundation. Donate today at www.lungcancerfoundation.org or call 866-926-LUNG. Lung cancer matters, too, and so does everyone we love.
Celebrate the season with the Denver Gay Men's Chorus Holiday Concert in Boulder, Sunday, December 2nd. Tickets are available at any King Superstore, online at dgmc.org, or by calling Tickets West at 1-866-464-2626.
Did you know that LASIK is considered a medical expense and can be used towards your FlexMed account? I'm Karen Stern, a patient of SpeedAct 2020 LASIK. That's right, you could use pre-tax funds to pay for your procedure. Check with your employer and contact SpeedAct 2020 LASIK. They gave me great vision and they can do the same for you. Remember, these are your eyes we're talking about, so why would you trust them to anyone else? Call 303-C-2020. That's 303-C-2020 or online at SpeedAct.com.
Don't procrastinate.
procrastinate, call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
There stands the glass that will ease all my pain.
Oh, there you go. What? Here.
That will settle my brain. It's my first one today. There stands the glass.
Hey!
That will hide all my tears. That will drown all my fears.
Okay, now that's country music.
Brother, I'm on my way.
Wobbling Webb Pierce, man.
I'm wondering where you are.
Okay, so you call KYGO, and if you can get a disc jockey over there, because do they have disc jockeys there, or are they voice track? You call over there. Yeah, hello. Can I hear some Webb Pierce? Guy's going to go, who? Oh, no, I mean Shania Twain. Oh, yeah, we'll try to get that right on for you on the 12th of never. 9:43, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi, today around 40. Where did you find that, John? Do we have that in the library?
We actually, yeah, we do. We have three Webb Pierce tunes, so.
Do we have any Johnny Bush?
Johnny Bush? Let me check that.
Or any Ray Price? What's that steel guitar?
We have some Ray Price, no Johnny Bush.
What do we have by Ray?
We have Release Me, The Same Old Me, and Make the World Go Away.
No, those are all when he is in his middle of the road period. Although, try Release Me just for a second. Please release me and let me go. But I'll bet you it's stringed down. No, here you go. All right. This is hard honky tonk, too. Go ahead, Ray and the Cherokee Cowboys. Get it on.
Please release me, let me go.
Well, all right.
I don't love you anymore. To live together is a sin. Release me and let me love again.
Isn't that great? Great Price, who once roomed with the late Hank Williams. That's what I want to do. I want to get a job at, like, one of these classic country stations that has, like, no listeners, but, you know, who gives a damn? Just go in there every day and play hillbilly music. See, can you hear the difference between this and what, like, the country stations play now? The stuff they play now is insulting, and it's plastic, and it's gloss. I mean, this is what it is. This is white man's blues right here.
I have found a new love, dear.
Turk, what's your opinion of this?
I've always liked this kind of country, like this, the Lefty Frizzell stuff, and I mean, this is good stuff.
This is hard, man. This is hardcore.
You won't catch me listening to Garth Brooks and Leanne Rimes and that kind of stuff.
Jeez, that stuff, you know, that stuff sucks so bad. Why does anybody like that stuff? You know, and is Alabama still around? I don't even think they're still around. Screw them too. They're the ones who ruined this business. I hate them with a passion too.
They were like 80s country.
Yeah, well, they're like 80s over country. That's why
I
decided
to get the bridge from Kenny Rogers type country to...
Oh, God, he's another one.
To what is happening today in country and the twang and all that stuff.
God, if I have to hear that song Lucille one more time, I'm going to vomit. Okay, do they play that over there at KYGO? Do they play Lucille? I don't think so, do they? Well, certainly don't play this. All right, 9:46, 46 minutes after the hour here. On AM 760 Progressive Talk, let's go to Ron in Lakewood. Ron, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Okay, Ron.
Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Yep, sure did.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up the one talker was talking about this thing about the plot with the, you know, Democrats haven't changed a thing and they're going into the same thing as Republicans in this election. We'll probably, you know, just change the pictures and not the pictures on the wall and not the political outlook. And I think it's going to be far worse.
What, if the Democrats get in office?
I don't think there's going to be an election at all. There's going to be an invasion of Iraq.
No.
Of Iran, and Bush will declare martial law and apply the War Powers Act.
That's right. Go buy a tinfoil hat. I appreciate it. Thank you. Goodbye. Tommy the Commie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, I'm still cracking up from that one, buddy.
Dumb. We're going to have martial law in the streets. Oh, come on.
Oh, my gosh. People like that, they can't be serious, are they? Where are they reading that? They must be reading that on some far right-wing blog site or something. It's craziness.
We're going to be like Miramar, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah. So how come you're not playing the Chicago Bears fight song? Oh, I'm sorry. This is in the score of Chicago.
Oh, don't give me that crap about the Bears. Don't give me that about the Bears. Don't give me that about the Bears.
I just thought I'd call and rub it in a little bit, but...
Yeah, just because George Halas makes your heart beat faster.
Well, we've had some bad times this year with the Bears and a big controversy with Rex Grossman and Greasy, but... You know how passionate Chicago Bear fans are.
Yeah, I know they are. I know they are. Well, listen, man, I mean, I'm passionate about the Sox.
Yeah, well, hopefully they've been making some trades during the off season, so hopefully we'll be good to go this year coming up.
Well, I hope so. How's the weather there today?
Well, it's rainy. You know, it's rainy, but it's a little bit cool, but there's no snow on the ground, so that's a plus.
Yeah, that's good. Well, listen, with the winter coming on and the coldness, it keeps crime rates down.
Yeah, I had an interesting one last night involving, I was going to call up about a 13-year-old girl walking the streets and getting picked up when a 30-year-old man picks her up. It's pretty sad, you know.
Did you pinch him?
Yeah, I did. And so here, this just shows how serious things are. So I say to this 13-year-old girl, what would prompt? She says she's been prostituting for 2 weeks now.
Oh, jeez.
I said, what would make you do that? And she says, well, you know, you need money to buy stuff. I mean, how can you answer that except to tell her, you know, that you're placing your life in jeopardy? But how sad things are.
Oh, man. I mean, that's like...
She's being raised by her 74-year-old great-grandmother. Because her grandfather's in prison on narcotics charges, and her mother's been out of the picture since she was 3 years old. It just shows the state of affairs for the social program. Well, we've talked about this in Chicago, the state of the social programs in this country is just horrendous.
So what's going to happen to her?
Well, unfortunately, nothing. Right now, she's only just started her being arrested. This is only her second arrest, so there's when she goes to juvenile court, hopefully they can order her some counseling, but... I just hope it's not too late.
What about him? What about the
Well, unfortunately, I couldn't get felony charges on him, so he's only charged with a misdemeanor. But
wait, Tommy, you couldn't get felony? Why couldn't you get felony charges on him?
Well, because she said that she told him she was 17.
Okay, hang on a second. Hang on. I want to better understand this. Hang on. Hang on. I know you're paying for it, but you work for the Chicago Police Department. You can afford it.
Okay.
Hang on. We'll come back to Tommy and find more about this. 9:50, 50 minutes away from the top of the hour here on it's 10 minutes away from the top of the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And here's... Who's doing traffic? Here's Bobby Rush with the traffic.
Jay, we're still in a pretty easy drive around town. Been pretty light most of the morning. Continues to be so. A lot of folks still taking the next day off for that Thanksgiving holiday, I guess, because we're not even seeing that slowing coming down from I-70 into the downtown area on I-25. And you know it's light when you don't see that. Rest of the drive across downtown looks good through the bridges. No delays there. 225 wide open across Aurora. No worries on I-70 or on 6th Avenue making your way across Lakewood. Off the highway, accident Broadway and 6th in the cleanup stages. And just got word of an accident southbound Santa Fe at 6th Avenue causing a bit of a delay there. As far as weather goes, partly cloudy with a high in the low 40s. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low 22. A little warmer tomorrow. The wind picks up. Sunshine, high 56, but snow in 30s on Wednesday. Right now it's 34 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let Wolf Camera get your shopping in focus with the Sony CyberShot 12-megapixel camera. Save $50 instantly starting...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
BestUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Charge 1-800-500-3173. 1-800-500-3173. 1-800-500-3173.
9:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let me talk to you about something brand new. Let me talk to you about something fantastic. Let me talk to you about something extremely green. Green Diamond Tires. These guys are the best. Icelandic ingenuity, invention and technology, proudly made in the USA, bringing manufacturing jobs back to the USA. And this is a Colorado-based company, veteran-owned. And here's the deal. These tires are, they're just amazing. They really are. You get a lifetime warranty right down to the wear bars, not prorated. They've got carbide granules that are small, like little bits that are in the treads, which give you extremely good handling. In all kinds of weather, including snow and ice and rain. And you know what? These are not cheap, but they're not expensive. They're a third of the cost of building a Green Diamond tire is the cost of the carbide. Still about 15 to 20% less than you'd pay for nationally advertised tires. Plus, let me tell you something. These are recycled tires, so we're talking less tires going to landfills. We're talking about less oil being used to make these tires. This is a dream come true, and this is a chance to get green and get green the proper way. 5 to 7 gallons of fossil fuel is saved. That's 20 or 28 gallons per vehicle in every single Green Diamond tire. That's one less tire clogging a landfill, because even Green Diamond byproduct rubber is recycled. And I've seen these tires up close and in person, and you can't believe how they operate. It's just unbelievable. Want to find out more? Go to greendiamondtire.com. That's greendiamondtire.com.
Home burglary spikes every year during the holidays. Get Laser Shield, the world's only plug-and-go alarm with professional monitoring. Burglars don't buy their gifts, friends. They take them from you. For $200, Laser Shield sets up in seconds, and you'll return to a protected home each day, be warned before walking in on an intruder, and panic buttons can summon help during an emergency. Holiday time is a free-for-all for burglars. Get Laser Shield. Get protected.
Laser Shield is available at Circuit City and CompUSA nationwide, or go to protectmenow.com for a dealer near you.
Next time your grandkids ask if frogs have noses, what will you be thinking about? Hopefully not your Medicare plan. Review your plan and options during Medicare's open enrollment, November 15th to December 31st. Once you know you have the right plan, you can get on with the important things in life, like discussing amphibian facial features. For open enrollment details, consult your Medicare and You handbook. Call 1-800-MEDICARE or visit Medicare.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
A little drunk is better than dead when they're strapping you down inside your own head. So you hang out with the man on the moon, but why does the moon...
9:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John, who's had fun all morning this morning playing boozing songs. High today of around 40. All right, let's go back to Tommy, the commie live from Area 2 in Chicago. Okay, so you pick up this 35-year-old guy who's got this girl, and she's like, what, 13?
13, correct.
Okay, and she's out there working the streets.
Right, just started 2 weeks ago.
She's prostituting.
Right.
Okay, so you pinch them both.
Right.
And you can't get felony charges on him because he tells you that she said she's
17, and she said the same thing. But she looks all of 13, you can tell. But now, for people out there in Colorado, we can't approve charges. They got to be approved by the prosecutor, which is the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. All right. So if the victim's uncooperative, then it's going to be hard to get the charges approved.
Why would she say? Why would she agree with him?
Why? I have no idea. I tried to talk to her and. And she wouldn't even get me to admit that they had made a contract, so to speak, for $20 for the act. So that made it even worse. So the prosecutor would look at it, well, going to court, it would be a hard case to win because you have an uncooperative victim.
How did you get him? Did you just pull him over, or
Well, you see a car in an alley, and it's like, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning. And you go, that shouldn't be there. And you walk up on it, and then he's just starting to, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so you catch him, right?
Right.
But, okay, if you caught it, well, yeah, but.
And ironically, he'd just been coming. Well, no, it was more like midnight. He was on his way home from the Bear game, so he obviously had made a stop before he was. The Bear game was over by, 7 p.m. Chicago time, so.
Do you have any wants and warrants?
No. And in fact, he had actually a clean record, believe it or not, and he was a working guy. And
Oh, what did he say? I'll bet you he said, "Oh, I know, you know, officer." Right? Did he start all that?
I almost got him to give it up, but then he started coming around. I almost got him to flip, as we say. I almost got him to flip to give the whole thing up, and then he caught himself. He said, "I think I want an attorney." So then, at that point, you got to stop all questioning.
Oh. That's sad you got 13-year-old girls doing that stuff.
Yeah. Huh? The only thing I can hope is by just putting her in the juvenile court system that the judge can order some type of counseling, and then since she just started this thing, maybe can...
Maybe he can get it get it straightened out. All right, man, 19 Paul, brother,
okay.
Be safe and good for the... And glad to hear your voice.
All right, thanks. Workers of the world unite.
We'll see ya. The only left-wing cop in history, ladies and gentlemen. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. unless management decides otherwise.
Facebook, best and credit, 80% loan to value, $300,000 loan amount.
We're the solution for your mortgage needs. The Mortgage Authority.
Are you looking to refinance or purchase a new home? Do you have an arm that is adjusting or is about to adjust? Call the Mortgage Authority today for their no closing cost loan options. Why pay for upfront costs and unnecessary fees? The Mortgage Authority is currently offering no closing cost loan options along with other solutions to your home financing needs. Pick up the phone and call the Mortgage Authority today at 877-TMA-TMA-1 and have one of their loan experts design a loan for you. Call now and ask about their no closing cost loan options. Call a company you can trust, the Mortgage Authority. Call Colorado's Home Loan Authority at 877-TMA-TMA-1. That's 877-TMA-TMA-1 or on the web at tmauthority.com.
Your source for home loan solutions, the Mortgage Authority.